Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
Yo, it's mycarnow.com. It's time to make that move, baby. Get your new ride at itsmycarnow.com. No cash, no problem, 'cause zero down delivers. itsmycarnow.com.
Moved up 10 cents in the past 2 weeks on average.
Highest average price, $4.59 a gallon in Southern California. Saudi Arabia says it's going to boost oil production. The markets say, so what? Crude prices rising past $136 a barrel this morning. We're live with CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Jim, the Saudis' oil summit promise to boost production is seen as vague, actually short of U.S. hopes for a specific increase.
There was really nothing at this meeting that's going to bring immediate relief to the consumer.
So oil analyst Peter Boutelle expects even higher prices.
The market is going to be disappointed it didn't get more oil, and it's going to be frightened to learn that the Saudis don't have any immediate new supplies that can be brought online.
The Bush administration blames higher prices on supply and demand issues. The Saudis point to market speculation. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
John McCain hopes to solve the country's energy crisis with an offer of cold, hard cash. Republican presidential candidate proposing today a $300 million government prize to whoever can develop an automobile battery that far surpasses existing technology. Democratic candidate Barack Obama says he would crack down on oil speculators as part of his energy plan. He was the funniest man many of us ever saw or heard. Beyond that, George Carlin, a master at biting social commentary. George Carlin died last night in Santa Monica of heart failure. He was 71.
Ladies and gentlemen, the wonderful Mr. George Carlin.
He was a comedic provocateur. George Carlin made audiences both laugh and think. He rose to fame in the 1960s, and nothing was off limits. Carlin joked about drugs, religion. One of his early routines was the hippy-dippy weatherman.
Tonight's forecast, dark.
Carlin's most famous routine, though, was the seven dirty words.
You know the seven, don't you, that you can't say on television?
The routine included the words. It eventually led to a U.S. Supreme Court decision on obscenity. Another memorable Carlin routine, the difference between baseball and football.
Football is concerned with downs. What down is it?
Baseball is concerned with ups. Who's up? Are you up?
As he got older, Carlin became more of an angry comedian, but he always remained current. In the 60s, he railed against the Vietnam War. In recent years, he railed against the Iraq War.
I don't believe anything the government tells me.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Zero.
Just last Tuesday, it was announced in Washington that George Carlin is being awarded the 11th annual Mark Twain Prize for American Humor. Where floodwaters are high, so are hopes.
We're just hoping it doesn't rain, especially if it comes from the north and comes down because it has nowhere else to go but up into town.
Samantha Rendon lives in Old Monroe, Missouri, where the levees are holding so far. CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick in the flood zone.
The river is cresting in some areas, but hard-hit towns like Winfield won't see their highest levels until Wednesday, more than 10 feet above flood stage. And forecasters are warning the levels won't retreat for several days. That could mean more flood. Flooding is already battered levees are tested even further.
Today, there are concerns that torrential rainfall in the Carolinas could bring flooding there. In crackling dry Northern California, hundreds of wildfires, the majority of them quickly doused by firefighters. But they are still battling one of the biggest, a wildfire burning between San Francisco and Sacramento. Cooler temperatures are expected to help today. Strong seas hampering recovery efforts in the Philippines, where a typhoon is blamed in the capsizing of a ferry. Hundreds are missing. It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Good morning. I'm Karen Trinidad with an AM 760 local news update. Former megachurch pastor Ted Haggard is back in Colorado Springs. Haggard was forced out of his job after he was caught in a sex scandal involving a former male prostitute. Haggard said he is forbidden to talk to the media when he was reached at his home in Colorado Springs this weekend. New Life's new pastor, Brady Boyd, says Haggard moved back to Colorado Springs about 2 weeks ago. Under a severance deal with the church in 2006, Haggard agreed to leave Colorado Springs and not talk about the scandal publicly. That deal expired at the end of 2007. Boyd says Haggard is now free to live where he wants. The Eagle County Sheriff's Office will have more help when they resume their search this morning in Beaver Creek. They're still trying to find the body of 56-year-old Mary Brake from Nebraska. She fell into the water from a horse. Shannon Cordingly with the Sheriff's Office says the water rescue crews from several counties are now pitching in.
They're able to now search in the middle of the creek, which up until now was unsearchable. So right now we're going back. Top to bottom, which is 3.5 miles, 20 feet wide.
Brake was riding a horse with an outfitter on her way to a restaurant when her horse lost its footing. Hundreds of people are expected today at a public hearing in Denver on proposals to overhaul Colorado's oil and gas regulations. It's part of a week of hearings on new rules being considered by the Oil and Gas Conservation Commission. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Karen Trinidad. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Other than an off-highway crash on Santa Fe at I-25, it's been a quiet start to this morning's commute. Traffic is starting to build a little bit for southbound I-25 near 84th as well as on...
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1359. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1359. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1359. 1-800-557-1359.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
What if I said you could erase your wrinkles, tighten your skin, and make frown lines disappear from view, all without surgery or injections? With all the creams you've tried, you're probably skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a free trial of a scientific breakthrough called Hydroxytone. Shed years from your appearance faster than you ever thought possible.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looked so young.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, what, 10 years at least?
Request your risk-free trial of this proven breakthrough today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in the VIP gift bags at the Sundance Film Festival.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Call now for your free trial of Hydroxytone. For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-656-1075. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-656-1075. 1-800-656-1075.
So I think the winner was Scott Dixon. But I don't remember. Bad news this morning. George Carlin passed away. He was only 71 years of age. Heart failure. How many George Carlin fans do we have out there? I think all of us are fans of George Carlin. In one way or another. I mean, maybe you didn't dig everything he did. But I think all of us can find something that he did that we thought was funny. And once again, it's another shocking reminder to those of us who are getting up in age that all of our tomorrows are today. 71 is considered young. Now, I have no idea what he died of, other than heart failure. I haven't looked into anything else about it. Also, this happened on Friday. Actually, this happened on Thursday. Well, no, I think it happened on Friday. I believe it happened on Friday. This thing. We had Glenn Spagnuolo on from Recreate 68. Now, this frequently happens with a lot of callers. They'll call in the last 10 to 15 minutes of the show. So you really can't get into anything in depth with them. And maybe I lean too hard on him. A little too confrontational. Anyway, we're going to have him back in here again this morning. And we'll start out by putting him on for 45 minutes. And then if we have to go longer, we'll go longer. And you can call him up and you can ask him all the questions you want to. I mean, I'll state my premise to him about why I feel the way I do, about those that are going to demonstrate against the DNC. And then he can state how he feels and what it is exactly that they plan to do. And do they plan to start trouble? And then you can jump in on the phones and you can ask any questions you want to of him. The other thing that happened Friday, which was like a shot heard around the world, is that the House of Representatives passed H.R. 6304, the FISA Amendment Acts of 2008. And the bill was passed by a bipartisan majority in Congress. Two of my favorite congressmen, U.S. Representative Ed Perlmutter and Congressman Mark Udall, voted for this. And I can't say with a clear conscience that I support either one of them in this vote. I'm deeply disappointed and I'm sad because I don't think the telecommunications companies should get any kind of immunity whatsoever. And as I said to Congressman Perlmutter, I think it was on Friday morning. I mean, it's like you go rob a bank and then somebody goes in there and changes the rules after you've robbed the bank. The ACLU has denounced this, saying that it's wrong, and they're not the only ones. The Brennan Center, one of their attorneys, says the bill is worse than absolute immunity. It is an effort to suborn the legitimacy of the federal courts by having a judge rubber stamp the dismal cases against the telecoms without looking at the substance of what, in fact, was done. It reduces the separations of powers to check the box exercise. And this is from an attorney with the Brennan Center, Aziz Hug, who we've had on before. Hug. And we're going to try to get him on again tomorrow, maybe, to talk about this. I can't tell you. I can't tell you how disappointed I am about this. Mary and I talked about it all weekend. We talked about it. And this is one of these times where it's very, very rough to be a Democrat. It's very hard to be a Democrat. It's very hard to go along with things that your core belief, you just reject. And it makes you wonder if the Democratic Party is absolutely an opposition party. And I know that I've gone down this road before, and it gets very, very hard for me to hang on. I mean, it's like you're riding a bicycle that gets out of control, and you're white-knuckling the handlebars, trying to hang on as the thing's careening downhill. But there's no legitimate third party out there. And I've always believed that if enough of us got involved with the Democratic Party, that through the use of things like the Internet, which means that we can raise unprecedented amounts of money to support those candidates who we really believe in, and through taking time to get involved with the Democratic Party, both on a local, state, and national basis. Barack Obama says he's going to fight to strip the telecom immunity from FISA. Senator Barack Obama issued a statement in support of the House update of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, but said he would try to strip a provision granting immunity to telecommunication companies when the bill comes to a vote in the Senate next week. So good for Barack Obama. Why should these telecom communications companies, why should they get a break? Why should they get immunity? They could have stood up to the White House and said no. They could have stood up to the White House and said, okay, fine, get a court order. Take us to court. We'll litigate it. This is private and privileged information that you don't have a right to have, that you're violating our users' Fourth Amendment rights. But they didn't do that. And so they willingly went along and they willingly committed a crime. And I don't care whether you're conservative, I don't care whether you're independent or you're democratic or you're extremely left-wing. Any way you look at this, this is wrong. The Fourth Amendment says what it says, oath or affirmation. And I remember the days when underground newspapers like the Free Press in Los Angeles would hand out cards with the Bill of Rights printed on them and the numbers to call for legal help, which you carried in your wallet should you get pulled over for something, or in those days, as they used to say, hassled by the man. Maybe we need to go back to those times. Maybe we need to take the Bill of Rights and we need to print it out on cards and we need to distribute them so that people remember and so people know that they have these rights under the Bill of Rights, that they have them, that they're there, that they're worth standing up for, that they're worth protecting. God bless the ACLU of Colorado, who issued a strong statement on Friday condemning the vote. I'm almost convinced that the way to be involved in politics is not to support individual candidates, but the way to be involved in politics is to support individual issues that you care very deeply about. For me, it's the ACLU, and it's Amnesty International, and it's the Penn Center, and the Right to Right program. And it's the free press movement, which deals with media consolidation. These are the things that are important to me. These are the organizations that I support. And maybe that's the way to go. Maybe the way to go is you support the organizations that you believe in for the causes that you believe in. Now, all of you have got to decide whether this FISA vote is a deal breaker for you and Congressman Udall, who's running for the Senate, and Congressman Perlmutter, who is running for re-election. Diana DeGette voted against it. But you've got to decide. And the trouble, the thing that makes it so difficult is the horror of jumping off the cliff. Okay, so you say to yourself, I don't like these guys because they did this. I'm going to vote for the Green Party candidate, or I'm going to not vote, or I'm going to write in my own name. Well, okay, then let me tell you what we end up with. Then we end up with more of the same of what we've had for the last 8 years, and in the Senate race, we end up with Big Oil Bob. Does anybody really want this guy? Who can't even tell how far Cuba is off the United States of America? Do you know from the Keys in Florida? Do you want this guy as your senator? That's the thing you're stuck in. Do you want this guy? Mark Udall overall is a really good person. He's cast a lot of really good votes over the years. He's also cast some votes that some of us disagree with. That's bound to happen because that's human nature. But you have to decide how much of a deal breaker this is for you. I'll tell you one thing. I will never vote for Bob Schaefer. If I were sitting in the 7th Congressional District, I would never vote for Ed Perlmutter's opposition, whoever that person may be. I would never vote for any Republican. Nor would I vote for any third-party candidate when this election the stakes are so damn high. And that's the argument I'm going to give Glenn Spagnuolo when he comes in here. I understand where you're coming from about the war, but the stakes here are enormous. But yet, on the other hand, it's so disappointing. It's so disappointing. And it keeps making me think that what we really need in this country is we really need a real opposition party. But third parties, the way the system's set, it doesn't work. And the alternative to not voting for you at all for Senate, the alternative of not voting for Ed Perlmutter, the alternative of not voting for these folks, is that you'll get the wrong kind of leadership that's even worse than what we have. And I don't think Ed Perlmutter's the worst, and I don't think Mark Udall's the worst, but I think that Bob Schaefer, Big Oil Bob, is the worst. All right, anybody want to weigh in on this? 303-713-7600. By the way, my mailbox over the weekend was jammed with emails from folks who were angry about the FISA thing. So it's Monday morning, and I realize it's early. 303-713-7600. But if you want to talk about FISA, hey, be more than glad to talk to you about it. Congressman Perlmutter will be with us at 7 o'clock this morning. 620, 20 minutes after 6, AM 760, Progressive Talk, John Turk in traffic.
Traffic's still pretty light on the highways around town at the moment. Northbound Santa Fe, however, shut down at I-25 due to a three-vehicle accident. Investigation going on there. Traffic is being forced on a northbound I-25, so expect some delays. And we see some jams back around Mississippi. Also have a crash at 8th and York and a sinkhole at Morrison Road in Nevada. Today's forecast, partly cloudy early, followed by
You've been putting off getting new eyeglasses long enough. Update your look now with new eyewear from Europtics during their 25th anniversary sale. For a limited time, save 40% on over 15,000 stylish designer frames in stock when you purchase prescription lenses. Save 40% on designer frames, sport frames, traditional frames, trendy frames, kids frames, and more at any of the four Europtics stores when you buy prescription lenses. In Cherry Creek North next to Fillmore Plaza, in Park Meadows Mall, at Holly and Orchard 1/2 mile west of I-25, and at Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack just east of the mall.
Denver, if you haven't already heard, listen up. If you're interested in saving a ton of money on surplus building materials, The Lumber Guy insists you visit him or go online to thelumberguy.com. The Lumber Guy will have special savings each month on items like interior trim, bifolds, interior doors, retaining wall blocks, pavers, and so much more. To find The Lumber Guy, go to Washington and 50th, east on 50th for half a block. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save. Call 303-979-8823. That's 303-979-8823.
Everyone's green these days, but we can always learn more. The Sustainable Living Online Expo is coming to AM 760 with local speakers, green businesses, and forums to share your ideas. If you want to be on the green team, call 303-713-8595 for more information.
Incentive, and they want to look at your trade-in. But you're going to have to see the blue book on the car. That's exactly right. They have nothing to hide, and they'll disclose everything. And there you go. So, to me, that makes for a pretty good deal. Rocky's Autos, with great people working out there. I saw all my friends out there, and it was good to be able to spend time and visit with them. They're open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday. So, if you come a little bit after 9, they'll stay in. Things will be fine. Rocky's Autos. Man, nobody touches them. They're at the corner of 63rd and Federal. You can't miss them. Right there, big sign, 63rd and Federal, Rocky's Autos.
It should come as no surprise to you, but cable, satellite, and internet packages are going up from those other providers. But not if you have the Freedom Bundles from Liberty Bell. Don't fall for those lifetime guarantees on prices from you-know-who. When the prices force you to load up on phone features you don't even need. And don't fall for those low introductory rates that rise faster than credit card penalties in a short time. Get real, get freedom. Liberty Bell Freedom Bundles. TV, phone, and internet for just $85.97. Or TV and phone for just $59.97. $6.97. The big guys just can't compete with our low overhead. As you know, my company, Liberty Bell, is a thorn in their side, small but painful. And to add to their pain, there will be no price increases in our Liberty Bell bundles. And we offer real phone lines, not internet phone service, and Dish Network. So let's slay the dragon together. 303 Bundles. That's 303 Bundles. Or LibertyBellTelecom.com. Remember, packages start as low as $50.97. Liberty Bell Bundles. 303 Bundles.
Good morning, 624, 24 minutes after 6 a.m., 760, Progressive Talk, slight chance thunderstorms. High today could be as high as 88, 89. Jay Marvin with you, and I realize it's Monday morning. By the way, I forgot to tell you this, too. Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, our very special guest will be Christopher Trumbo, who is the writer of a new movie about Dalton Trumbo that is opening in select theaters like New York and Los Angeles on June the 27th, and then it should open nationwide. This is about Dalton Trumbo's remarkable journey from Hollywood royalty to a blacklisted writer and all the trouble during the blacklist era. And if you're unfamiliar with the blacklist era, this is a much watch. And Dalton Trumbo is a native son of Colorado, having been born and lived in Montrose, plus having also gone to DU. All right, we're talking about FISA and your feelings about that, and also about third parties. 303-713-7600. Here's Christian in Denver. Christian, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
Hey, look, I listened to your show. I'm driving around today, and I have a question for you and for the media.
Sure.
Why is Glenn Spagnuolo the only person who's allowed to represent people who think the Democrats should be protested for things they do? Why is he the only person who's quoted in the press and interviewed on programs?
Well, okay, first of all, your question is off the topic of what I'm talking about, but it doesn't bother me. I'll confront that. I'll answer that.
Okay.
Because the reason I'm having Glenn Spagnuolo on is because he and I got into it on Friday, and I don't think that I gave him enough appropriate time. I can't speak for the other media because I don't work for him, for them, and I don't know why they make the editorial choices that they make, although I noticed this morning in the Rocky they have a printout of groups that are going to be involved from the American Friends Services Committee on down, and they've got a big, long article. The Denver Post has got a big, long article on the Code Pink movement. So that kind of defeats your question right there.
Okay, well, I mean, I think it is good that, like, that is changing slightly, but, I mean, you're having this guy on for 45 minutes.
Well, I told you why. I told you why I'm having him on.
Okay, but I'm just saying, like, I see a press article every week with this guy in it or about this guy, whatever you say or think about him, like, one person's opinions, I don't think should get that much press.
Well, do you bother, have you written either newspaper about it?
No, but...
Well, why not? I mean, if you're so concerned about it, why don't you do something?
Well, I have played a role in some of the new activist groups that are forming.
Well, okay, you're talking specifically about what you feel is unfair about the media, and I'm just asking you that if you feel that strongly about it, why don't you do something about it?
I'm calling you today. I am doing something about it.
Well, okay, you're calling me today, but you know what? I gave you my explanation, and anybody else who wants to come on could come on, but the fact is that I have a specific reason for putting Glenn Spagnuolo on, and I can't answer for the rest of the media, and that's up to you to do something about it if you're bothered about it.
Okay, well, how about this? I will do some more about it, but do you think you'd be interested in, like, giving time on your program for other activists who are also organizing and maybe have different ways to organize to get on the air interviews?
What did I just say?
You just said that I should write letters
to
other press.
No, I said something else other than that.
Could you be more specific, maybe?
Sure, I could. I said anybody else is welcome to come on here.
Okay.
From any other group.
All right. Well, I appreciate your attitude. I think that's great. I think it's good that, you know, liberals like you on the media, which is great to hear with talk radio being how it is today, are that open. And I hope I can hear, you know, different voices in the future so we really have a broad spectrum of views. I think it's really easy to pigeonhole, like, everyone who wants that protest of the Democrats is, like, you know, being of a certain maybe
narrow line. Can I ask you a question? Were you listening to the radio when I started?
I was, actually, in the car.
For 10 minutes, what was I talking about?
I guess you were talking about Glenn coming on, and then I was driving in traffic, and I kind of turned it down just listening for your...
Okay, so you didn't hear what I was talking about after that?
A little bit, but...
What was that about?
I just drove Chicago last night.
Well, I understand that, but see, I was talking about FISA.
Oh, right.
And then you call up about this. Now, do you think that calling up about this, I mean, do you think you're on the topic or off the topic?
I think I'm absolutely on the topic.
How do you make the connection between FISA and Glenn Spagnuolo? I'm just curious.
I think there are people who are liberals who will vote for the Democratic Party no matter how much they fund the war, no matter how much they don't stand up for abortion rights, no matter how much they don't defend immigrants from being scapegoated. And I think those people will want to pigeonhole anyone who opposes that and is for calling out the Democrats on what they do as being like an out-of-touch, ultra-left, self-indulgent radical. And I think that it's right for people who really care about the to always confront the media and demand that, you know, ask that they give other voices airtime. And I think that's completely appropriate given those issues and how important they are.
Okay, well, if you have these objections against the Democratic Party, which a lot of people do, tell me, with as much as we have at stake coming up in this election, who do you intend to vote for?
I am not sure. I am very
not
sure.
What would be your choices? In your mind.
This is the thing. I do not like John McCain. I don't like what he represents, but I also don't like, you know, Barack Obama going in front of AIPAC and saying, we're going to give you billions of dollars to continue what you're doing with the only power plant in Gaza, keeping that a prison, and just continuing that policy and being really aggressive to Iran, which is only, you know, for
How is saying that you're willing to sit down and talk to the Iranians?
I mean any methods to confront Iran. And he's also let known his willingness to shoot missiles into Pakistan.
Well, he's right.
Previously.
He's right. To get Osama bin Laden, absolutely. But my point to you is, my question to you is if you don't like Barack Obama and you don't like John McCain, who is it that you intend to vote for?
I don't know if I can vote for anyone.
Okay, so if you don't vote, then that's a vote for John McCain.
No, because this is a democracy and it's politicians' job.
No, sir. It operates on votes. So if you don't vote at all, if you cast no vote, that's the same thing as a vote for John McCain because it's a vote that Barack Obama doesn't get. So obviously, if you do that, obviously you're extremely interested in having four more years of what we have had.
Okay, I am not interested in having 4 years of vote.
Well, what do you intend to do about it?
I would like to be part of building a movement in this country of citizens who say, you know, we're not just going to keep sitting back and let politicians in Washington or wherever do whatever they want. We want to hold people accountable. I would like to see a real feminist movement. I would like to see a real anti-war movement.
Well,
I would like to see immigrants actually...
Right.
Standing up and asserting their humanity and the contributions they make.
I don't disagree.
And not waiting for politicians to do things for them.
I don't disagree with anything you've said, but my prime question is with as much as we have at stake now, with as much as we've been through, and we were talking about FISA, and you've got Barack Obama saying that he's going to fight in the Senate to strip the telecom immunity shield from FISA.
Okay,
and the only two candidates that are on the ballot at this particular time, nationwide, are Barack Obama or John McCain. Do you intend to sit home and not vote for either?
I think if Barack Obama were to win the election because he cannot get enough progressive minded people to vote for him after the Democratic Party has been working for years to keep third parties off ballots, to slander third party candidates like Ralph Nader, to
Well, Ralph Nader should be slandered.
Okay, whatever you think about him, he has the right to run for election.
Well, nobody's denying that. Nobody's denying that, but you're still not answering my question. So if you don't vote for either of those two, and we get, let's say, four more years of John McCain, who then turns around and appoints Supreme Court judges, runs foreign policy. Well, all right, but it's a reality. I mean, it's how the system works. So either you want to confront it or you don't. And I got to go get traffic, so I'll just ask you very politely, what would you intend to do? How do you intend to fix things?
I don't have all the answers to fixing.
No.
Nobody has all the answers to fixing. But I do know this. In 2004, when John Kerry was reporting for duty, and John Kerry was going to hunt down and kill the terrorists, and John Kerry told people who are for gay marriage to stop having protests because they embarrass him, and John Kerry...
But we're not talking.
And appointed his judges to the court. Anyway, that is a failed strategy.
All right, fine. You know what? We're not talking about John Kerry. We're talking about Barack Obama and John McCain. And apparently, I guess your opinion is that you would like to see four more years of John McCain because you have to have 100% of what you want. Versus 75% or 80% of what you want. So when we're involved in Iran, and when women's rights have been rolled back 30 or 40 years, and the Capitol is filled with more lobbyists than it is now, I guess you'll be really happy. Christian, thank you. I appreciate the call. Anybody want to react to that? I don't know what to say to people like that. 303-713-7600. I knew coming in here this morning this was going to be a painful Monday. I mean, at least give me an option here. And what I hear is I don't hear any options. Give me an option. That's all I'm asking. What's your option? 6:35, 35 minutes after the hour. John Turk with traffic.
Well, at least you have an option now if you're heading northbound on Santa Fe. It is open after an early accident. It had it shut down there. The right lane, right two-hand lanes are blocked still, but the left lane is getting through, and you still see jams starting back around Mississippi. But again, northbound Santa Fe is now open after an earlier crash. Starting to see more cars heading south on I-25. It's going to be crawling for you from 104th down to 84th, and again from I-70 to Spear. Eastbound 270 also busy, starting at I-76 in Commerce City, and that continues down to York. Today's forecast, partly cloudy, breezy, with the possibility of afternoon thunderstorms. Your high will be in the mid to upper 80s, currently 62 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Tonight at 7 p.m., don't miss totally new episodes of great television drama. A&E brings you Intervention, the critically acclaimed real-life series Oprah...
Cubicles, temporary housing for the business world. Corporate America's way of saying close but no cigar, or door, or dignity. These open-air monuments to labor leave you exposed to all the workplace elements, and yet there you sit every day waiting to upgrade. Well, at Budget Rent-A-Car, we're in the upgrading business. To prove it, we're offering you the big boy upgrade, a single-class upgrade every time you rent a car. It's just one more way Budget is upgrading the entire rental car experience. We call it big boy service without the big boy prices. Too long a motto to hang in a cube, but a good way to make sure that all the services we offer, from e-receipt to fast brake, get you on the road faster and happier. So if you want the big boy upgrade, stick a note on that half a wall you call a workstation and remind yourself to rent like a genius. Show off your business sense and you can get a single class upgrade every time you rent. Just go to budget.com/upgrade. Rent Budget and rent like a genius.
Subject to availability. See website for full terms and conditions.
They're combining their fixed in the fives promotion with no payments for 90 days. Rates are at record lows, but they're going to go up. Credit card payments are astronomical highs, costing 25 to 30%. If you can pay those off and get a fixed rate in the fives, you'll save hundreds of dollars a month, maybe $1,000 a month, and you'll save a lot less stress, too. So get the results you deserve from an Inc. 500 company. It's proven that you can trust. As a direct lender, they make it easy. They guarantee it. Get rid of your ARM, your high-cost debt, and get a fixed rate in the fives, and no payments for next to 90 days. Call right now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. Call the mortgage store. They're the guaranteed pros.
It's great to be your own boss, but there are hurdles you have to overcome and obstacles to avoid. Maybe that's what kept you from starting your own business or truly succeeding in one you currently have. This Saturday, learn the secrets to starting, growing, running, and financing your own business during the B2B Credit Financing Startup Seminar at the Colorado Convention Center. This is a one-of-a-kind event that will present steps to successfully start and run your startup business, as well as give you proven strategies and systems to grow any business to the next level. In addition, there will be real investors available to look at your business to determine if they can give you money to start and or grow your company. Meet and hear from people who are ready to do business with you. Banks, investors, venture capitalists, loan brokers, entrepreneurs, business owners, tax consultants, and more. All at one location, the Colorado Convention Center, this Saturday. Call 303-369-8100. You owe it to yourself and your business. 303-369-8100. Or visit b2bcredit.com. Click Seminars.
Song. I kissed a girl and I liked it. I was telling somebody about it over the weekend. 6:40, 40 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Let me give you the phone number, 303-713-7600. And we're talking about FISA and the Democrats, some Democrats, including Congressman Mark Udall and also Congressman Ed Perlmutter, Diana DeGette, did not vote for it, voting for FISA. And I didn't mean to get cranky and get in an argument with this last guy, but I'm just frustrated about all of this. I mean, they're frustrated about the whole thing, and there are times when it's just hard to be a Democrat. There are just really hard times. But I don't know of another solution. I just don't have one. I just don't have one. But not to participate is not the correct solution either. Here's Marlon in Lakewood. Marlon, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. I think that one solution, you said something about working for causes as opposed to candidates, and I think one solution is to work for instant runoff balloting. That way, there are a number of places, and I can't name them right now, but a number of places around the country that use them for local elections. And I think as it spreads, it might eventually become standard. That is where you go to the ballot, go to the polls, and you don't just vote for one person. You vote for your first choice and your second choice, maybe even a third choice. That way you can vote for a spoiler. You can vote for a third party candidate, and if that person doesn't get the number of votes that they need to stay in the race or to be competitive, your second choice goes to your ballot goes to your second choice. So that would have been a wonderful thing, I think, for us to have had during the primaries. And it was a great thing for primaries. I like Hillary Clinton, but she was truly my last choice of all of the people that were on the list. And I think we would have had a whole lot less divisive, situation. If, say, I voted first for John Edwards and second for Barack Obama, a whole lot of people, I think Hillary Clinton would have been eliminated earlier than that, because I think the vast majority of people not voting for her in the primaries were feeling a little bit nervous about her being the candidate, not that they disliked her.
I think you've got a great idea. I think you've got an excellent idea, and I don't know why we don't.
Well,
why we don't consider that, and that process too has to be, I believe, has to really be looked at.
One thing, it's the average politician who is in a safe seat opposes this because it doesn't necessarily jeopardize their seat, but it potentially could. And I think so. The only way to get at it, I think, is through petition, because now this could benefit, and you could get people to sign this from both parties, because There are times when either party could be the beneficiary of this particular approach. You could get people on both sides for it. It's just that politicians in safe seats are nervous about it.
Well, I agree. And I think your idea is great. And I'll tell you something else. There shouldn't be any safe seats.
That's right.
There shouldn't be. I mean, they should have to answer every single time. Marlon, great call. Thanks.
Uh-huh.
Okay. 303-713-7600, and you can express your outrage about the FISA vote and also talk about third parties. Here's PJ in Conifer. PJ, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing, brother?
I'm hanging in here, man. What about you?
Oh, you know what? It's a glorious day. I woke up sober. I get to hang out with my son today, and it can't get much better than that, because anything after that is just peanuts, baby.
Well, what do you mean you woke up sober? Were you drunk last night?
No. I'm an addict, so anytime, you know, I wake up sober and alive.
One day at a time, right?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
I get it. I'm clued.
Anyway, I want to kind of talk about the third-party candidate thing. You know, it seems if we could get people who, like that, the one caller talked about, you know, he doesn't want to vote with Obama, but what it comes down to is if we could start getting more, to me, it would be realistic, if we could start getting more to the Democrats in the seats and stuff, then we could realistically maybe bring up an independent that could actually have a chance of being voted in to the into a seat, you know?
Let me ask you this question, because I haven't asked anybody else this question, and anybody else is free to answer this, too, at 303-713-7600. Okay. You take a candidate who's running for office. All right. You know you're not going to get 100% of what you want, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So how far down do you go? Okay, 90%? Is 90% acceptable?
Well, it seems like right now, hell, even 50%.
Okay, well, you just answered. All right, so you just answered my question. You just answered my question. All right, so you, right now, with the way things are in the country, you would go as low as 50%. But I wonder what the average person would say. 80%, 85, 75?
Well, we're filled with a country of me, me, me. What can I get out of this situation without doing anything for it? And so, you know, see, I'm a pacifist as well, so I don't really understand anything about the war. It bothers me. I have issues with it. I can understand defense. That's different. You know, I can understand you have to switch your dukes up when you got it, but to just drag this thing out, I don't understand that. And so, but to kind of get back to the question, yeah, I don't know. I think the people of the United States are just, we're kind of spoiled in a way, and if I don't get exactly what I want right now, then you ain't getting nothing from me.
All right, so what do you figure for the average person? What do you figure the breaking point is? What do you figure the deal breaker is? 75%? 80%?
That seems realistic, somewhere in there. Absolutely. Yeah, I would think so.
All right, so anything below 75% or 80%?
I would think so, the average American, sure. See, well, I would go lower because I can't, you know, people to the right, if you will, although I can sit down and have an absolutely educated discussion with some of them, that they, I don't know, man, there's just something about falling in line and, you know.
Well, see, that's my whole point. My whole point to the other caller was, and this will be the same point that I'll make to Spagnolo, is this, that human beings are not perfect, that you're not going to get 100% of what you want, but if you look at the bigger picture, who does the most damage? The Democrats or the Republicans, who does the most, who's going to give you the least amount, the Republicans or the Democrats?
Absolutely.
And I don't think that there's anybody who can say that they're happy with the Democratic Party 100% of the time, and that it's rough to be a Democrat. But I also think, too, if you look at the other side, it's rough for those guys, too. It's rough to be a Republican.
Right, absolutely. Well, yeah, because I'm not going to get 100% what I want. I'm definitely further left than the average Democrat. But it's also not realistic for me to expect to get 100%. Because I guess when it comes to, you know, in the very beginning, I was a Hillary supporter. But as I noticed that she wasn't going to make it, I easily said, yeah, absolutely, whatever's best for the country right now is what I want, you know, and so, and I usually transitioned over to Obama, you know, I mean, because, you know, something is better than nothing, you know.
Well, I don't know if something's better than nothing. I think it's the fact of when you rationally, without emotion, even though you don't like it,
sure.
It's like swallowing cough medicine when you're a kid.
Right.
I mean, you sit down and look at the situation, then you say to yourself, okay, I'd rather have 75 or 80% of what I can get than have zero of what I can get, even though I'm not happy with what goes on. I mean, I'm deeply disappointed in both Congressman Perlmutter and Congressman Udall for voting for this FISA thing. I'm deeply disappointed in them.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you, that's kind of the beauty of the Democratic Party is we seem to be so individual. We have all of our own thoughts, and that's kind of like we're a disorganized party because we can't just goose-step with people, you know? We want to see a change, obviously, and we want everybody's opinion to be heard, you know? And so I guess, you know, Democrats are kind of their own demise, you know?
Well, I mean, I think it's okay to have all of that, but I think when push comes to shove, we all have to go to the electoral barricades together.
Yeah. There you go. Sure.
All right, PJ, have a great time with your son today.
You too. Thank you.
All right, man.
Enjoy.
See ya.
Bye.
303-713-7600. And I got a ton of email from people who are outraged over the FISA situation. And as I said, deeply, deeply, deeply disgusted with it and felt bad. I feel bad about it. And, of course, we're sitting here at 6:50, 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock, and very few people are calling in. Maybe part of that is that it's Monday morning. But yeah, it's our Fourth Amendment rights, and plus on top of that, man, I'm not in any way, shape, or form for giving these telecom companies any kind of immunity under any situation, under any way, shape, or form, under any argument. I just can't buy it.
Next thing you know, Jay, you're going to be having, like, video monitors in your bedroom, you know?
Well,
where are we headed? That's the question. It worries me.
Here's the thing gets me. How many times have callers called up here? When it comes to illegal immigration, how many times they call up here and said, they're breaking the law? Are they or are they not breaking the law, yes or no? Tremendous outrage, right? Did these telecom companies, did they break or not break the law? They broke the law. Did the White House not break the law? The White House broke the law. All right, where's the outrage? So in other words, if you're a Mexican coming here to get a job, to try to feed your family, boy, you're the reincarnation of the devil. But if you sit in the White House or you're the CEO of a telecom, well, all right, so you break the Fourth Amendment. No outrage there. That's perfectly okay. Look at this. Yep. It's all right. 6:52, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Here's John with traffic.
Starting to see delays on southbound 225 in Aurora. Begins at Parker Road all the way down to DTC. And also in the posing lanes gets busy there, too. On I-25, jammed if you're leaving North Glen and Thornton and heading south at 104th. Downtown, not much better. Speeds in the teens from I-70 to Spear Boulevard. Look for delays on northbound Santa Fe from Florida up to I-25, where we had an early accident. All lanes now open, but we are seeing residual traffic there, and busy as usual in Commerce City on westbound 76 and eastbound 270. Today's forecast, partly cloudy early, followed by scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Look for high around 88, right now 62 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Tonight at 7 p.m., don't miss totally new episodes of great television drama. A&E brings you Intervention, the critically acclaimed real-life series Oprah.
J. Marvin for Icon LASIK. Tired of your glasses, but your eye shy? In other words, you don't want anybody to touch your eyes? Well, I was that way, too, until I ran into Dr. Anderson at Icon LASIK. Icon LASIK got the job done for me. They were thorough. They were careful. And most of all, I was shocked at how easy it was and how great I can see. Call them for your free consultation, 303-954-4321, or check them out on the internet, icondenver.com. DenverAryHousing.com.
Denver, if you haven't already heard, listen up. If you're interested in saving a ton of money on surplus building materials, the Lumber Guy insists you visit him or go online to thelumberguy.com. The Lumber Guy will have special savings each month on items like interior trim, bifolds, interior doors, retaining wall blocks, pavers, and so much more. To find the Lumber Guy, go to Washington and 50th, east on 50th for half a block. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save. Call 303-979-8823. That's 303-979-8823.
Hello, I'm Bruce Fabrizio, inventor of Simple Green, the original non-toxic and biodegradable all-purpose cleaner. As a grandfather, I know that children get into everything. Each year, over 250,000 children need help from poison control centers due to exposure to toxic household cleaners. Simple Green can replace those hazardous products. Try Simple Green today. If you are not completely satisfied, I'll give you your money back. At Simple Green, your family's safety is our business.
Fully operational. I mean, you can go there and have a cup of coffee and learn about this stuff, put your hands on it, and get totally and completely immersed in it. At BAC, you'll experience the finest luxury appliances that will innovate, modernize, and stylize your life. Simply put, BAC represents the best appliances in Colorado. Visit 4BAC.com for store locations or call 303-789-9945. That's 303-789-9945 for more information. And don't miss out seeing Curtis Stone live, TV's Take Home Chef. He's coming up June the 20th at Builders Appliance Center, sponsored by Pierre Jouget. Call 303-641-7504 for tickets before they sell out. I'll give you the number again, 303-641-7504. Tell him J. Marvin sent you. BAC, Colorado's leading provider of luxury appliances.
If your credit card debt has gotten out of control, here's one powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. You have the right to settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. We're Consumer Debt Advocate, and we'd like you to call for your free consultation. 1-800-300-3389. Don't ruin your credit by declaring bankruptcy. Find out how we can settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. Call 1-800-300-3389. 1-800-300-3389. 1-800-300-3389.
If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Are you going to lose your home and don't know where to turn? You hold the keys, Colorado. Call the Foreclosure Prevention Hotline today at 1-877-601-HOPE. Sponsored by Brothers Redevelopment, Inc. and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Six fifty-six minutes after the hour. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning, Jay Mark. Pleasure to be connected with you this morning. Slight chance thunderstorms. High today. Could be 86. Might be a little bit higher. Here's Terry in Denver. Terry, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Yeah, Jay.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to call about your subject, the FISA bill. Everybody in, you know, most of the people I know are pretty disgusted with them passing this FISA bill. But the problem is, I think all of the representatives and the congressmen are just covering their own butts. And it doesn't matter how disgusted we get with it, half of the people in the government were complicit with it. So now they have to cover their butts, so they're not behind the microphone trying to answer why they allowed this stuff to go on in the first place.
I don't totally understand why it is. Don't totally understand why it is that you would give these telecom companies immunity, and that you would dilute our dilute our Fourth Amendment rights. Terry, I gotta go, man. I appreciate the call. Thanks. Let me go to Barbara. Barbara, real quick, about 30 seconds. Take it.
Hey, this is Barbara. The way I feel is I want to set a precedent for the presidency, not just this president. I don't want Obama to have the kind of power Bush has. I don't want the Congress to have the kind of power they have to cover up the sins of the telecommunications businesses. I'm sick of it, and we have to say you've got us by the short hairs, but no, we're the people. We're the governed. You have to listen to us, and we have to find a way. And thank you for your program so that hopefully we can get that across and get something going. I don't know what it is.
Well, we got to think about it. But I love you too, Barbara. Thank you.
Bye.
All right.
Coming up next, Congressman Ed Perlmutter will answer us about his vote on FISA.
I said you could lower your cholesterol and support your energy levels simply by taking a multivitamin. Yeah, you'd be skeptical, right? We know it sounds too good to be true, so that's why we want to prove it to you with a free bottle of all-new Phytox Cardio. Phytox Cardio is a unique, revolutionary breakthrough because it contains the proven power of plant sterols. Plant sterols are clinically researched to lower your cholesterol naturally. Say goodbye to old-fashioned multivitamins without clinical science and say hello to Phytox Cardio from Purity Products. Find out how to get your free bottle today. Call 1-800-500-1093. Lower your cholesterol and support your energy. Yes, sure, you're skeptical. So discover it for yourself with a free, yes, a free bottle of Phytox Cardio. Try it before you buy it. You'll also receive a free bottle of Purity's famous pharmaceutical-grade fish oil, a $20 value, limit one per household. Call now, 1-800-500-1093. That's 1-800-500-1093.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. The Saudis spoke, the oil market shrugged.
This is a clear case of too little, too late.
The price of oil is up more than a dollar so far today at 137 and change, despite a vague promise by Saudi Arabia to pump more oil. Ray Carbone trades oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange.
Once the market really digests this news and finds out how little it is, I think we're going to rally and we may test the highs again. We may break that $140 a barrel level.
I'm Peter Mayer, live in Washington, where the Bush administration had hoped for a more specific production increase from Saudi Arabia. Tom Closer with the Oil Price Information Service sees fuel costs entering an iffy zone.
I think you can expect prices probably to be a little bit more temperate here for the next 30 or 40 days. Typically, this is a time of the year when gasoline prices backtrack from spring highs.
The Bush administration rejects Saudi claims that speculators are behind the higher prices. The House opens hearings on market speculation just 2 hours from now, Frank.
The pump price of gasoline was a dime in the latest Lundberg survey to a national average of $4.10 a gallon, but it was up to $4.59 in Los Angeles and Fresno. He made some people laugh and others cringe.
Here's another question I have. How come when it's us, it's an abortion, and when it's a chicken, it's an omelet?
Break the rules. Comedian George Carlin died of heart failure last evening. He was 71. Entertainment Tonight critic Leonard Maltin.
The use of language and the love of wordplay became his stock in trade. And he has several books, several best-selling books to show for it.
The crackle of dry brush going up in smoke is echoing across Northern California wine country. KPIX's Sharon Chin describes one big fire in Napa.
Engines and crews are protecting houses at the fire's edge, ready if the winds suddenly shift. Fire crews say it's a tough fight.
Because of the rough terrain up there, it's very difficult to establish a very solid line.
The state sent a DC-10 and the National Guard has supplied 6 choppers for the air attack, but that's not enough.
The Mississippi River is cresting in towns north of St. Louis. CBS's Kemi McCormick has the latest.
The river is cresting in some Missouri towns, but for others, the wait continues. And in hard-hit Winfield, just north of St. Louis, they could see the river rise another half a foot before its crest Wednesday. The other concern is that the waters won't be receding for several days, possibly even weeks. That has officials worried about the strain these levees have been under for so long and whether they might give way.
Retired Brigadier General and one-time Army engineer Gerald Galloway says too many Midwestern levees have fallen victim to neglect.
Issues like this, if somebody's not pounding on the table, they don't get funded. And unfortunately, the memories of floods are very short.
The mayor of Gloucester, Massachusetts says she can't find any evidence of a pact by 17 high school girls to get pregnant. The principal who made the claim now says he can't remember where he got the information. S&P futures are up 8 points. This is CBS News.
What's with the boxes, Earlman?
Just moving into Peterson's old office, Mr. Fernwell.
Well, I need this space for Bob from Account Temps. I want him to fill Peterson's shoes.
Good luck. That man had the biggest feet I've ever seen.
Bob from Account Temps knows cost analysis and budgeting inside out.
But he's a temporary.
We could hire him full-time.
Full-time?
And this will all be his.
Can I just pretend for a sec?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Buying a good used car is all about having the right information and facts. And if it's a Honda-certified used car, well, it just got a whole lot easier. Because now you can find out the history, mileage, and the price of the Honda you're looking for without leaving your home. Simply go online and search Google or Yahoo for Honda-certified used cars. You'll see the current selection at the Honda dealers nearest you, along with the information you need to make the right choice. Honda-certified used cars. It may be used, but it's still a Honda.
Good morning, I'm Karen Trinidad with an AM 760 local news update. Denver police are asking for help from anyone who might have information on an early morning fight in Lodo that ended with police officers shooting two men. Officers were near 18th and Market early yesterday when they heard a fight and gunshots. Police say when officers confronted a man, he turned a shotgun on them and he was shot and killed. Another man picked up the gun and police shot and critically injured him. Lieutenant Ron Sonier says the fight might have been gang related.
It's definitely an avenue we're looking at, but we can't verify anything at this point.
Police are still looking for a third man involved in the gunfight who ran away. Two former CU football players are due in court today to be advised of charges in connection with an armed robbery at a home in Boulder. Bernard Jackson and Lionel Harris were held over the weekend on $250,000 bail. They're charged with suspicion of first-degree burglary, aggravated robbery, and felony menacing. Former megachurch pastor Ted Haggard is back in Colorado Springs, reporter Joe Chiaro reports.
The former leader of New Life Church moved back to Colorado Springs 2 weeks ago. Haggard was forced out of his job in 2006 after being caught in a sex scandal involving a former male prostitute. He and his wife, Gail, are living at their $700,000 home in North Colorado Springs, which sits behind a gated entrance on 5 acres just 2 miles from the church he originally founded in his basement.
Haggard's severance deal with the New Life Church required him to leave Colorado Springs and expired at the end of last year. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Karen Trinidad. Now here's Erin O'Neill with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And a little bit of good news is those northbound lanes of Santa Fe reopened under I-25. Had an earlier crash from this morning that shut things down, but it looks like we are back to normal and the backups are gone there. As far as the highways, though, awfully slow. Southbound I-25 starting on the approach to 104th, getting down past 84th Avenue and stop and go into downtown from I-70 through Spear. A lot of traffic on 225 this morning, especially on the southbound side. A little slow right around Mississippi and then stop and go from after Parker Road all the way in. I'm Erin O'Neill, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The Regional Air Quality Council urges you to take care of our summer air. You can reduce ozone pollution by...
You're faking it, and it's killing you. You go around wearing a smile, pretending everything's okay. You put up a front to disguise the fact that you're really sick with worry about your health, about your sanity, about everything. And you think nobody understands. But I understand. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop. Please let me send you a powerful free tape that will help you discover a way to stop the painful anxiety and depression without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Start changing your life from the inside out. Please call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-422-1455. That's 1-800-422-1455. 1-800-422-1455.
Yeah, Progressive Talk. And slight chance of thunderstorms high today. Could be around 86 degrees. He's no stranger to this show. On Friday, the House of Representatives passed H.R. 6304, the FISA Amendment Act of 2008. And let's talk to Congressman Ed Perlmutter and find out why he decided to do what he did. Congressman, good morning, and welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Well...
I know.
I'm okay. Now, look, you know what? I love you. You know I love you. You know I do. You know I'd go to the wall for you. You know that.
I know that.
But I just can't do it on this.
Okay. Well, you and I, disagree, and the disagreement started on Friday morning. But I just want to tell you why I did it and why I think that the decision I made was a good one. And I know I was on your show with Adam Schrager yesterday. Lots of emails there. I met with a couple groups on Saturday and had to talk about this. So I, you know, it's one where you can have an opinion either way, and I'll tell you why I did it. First of all, we've had three FISA bills that have come up, the president's version and I think a couple Senate versions. And I voted against all three of those because I thought they really restricted rights that we have to privacy in this country. Now, the bill that we voted on Friday, in my opinion, was a vast improvement over any of those three and an improvement over the law that's been in existence since 1978. So I have been, you know, following this very closely, read the law that exists, and then read the 115 or 50 pages of amendments that we had that was presented to us on Friday. So let me, you know, the key thing is that courts are the checks and balances over the president in this version. The president, Bush, who I think has abused his power, has stood by a position that as the executive of this country, he has the inherent authority to do warrantless wiretaps. This law is very clear that he does not have that authority, that has to show probable cause to a court before any U.S. person here or abroad can be eavesdropped on or wiretapped. There has to be probable cause, and it's an improvement over the FISA law since 78 because there it only said Americans in the United States, Americans abroad could have been tapped. This improves that really dramatically. There's got to be probable cause. Now, for the Fourth Amendment, which generally, you know, is always, the Constitution is always part of a law, whether it's stated or not, but this, in this instance, is specifically stated in the bill. So the rights to privacy under the Fourth Amendment are clearly stated within the law. So on a prospective basis, on a going forward basis, the law that the legislation that I voted for on Friday is better than the law that exists today under FISA and is way better than what was presented to us by the President or the Senate. It gives the exclusive responsibility to the courts to determine probable cause. So my opinion, it really respects civil liberties on a going forward basis, and it improves the way we conduct these wiretaps when it applies to foreign agents or foreign citizens. So if a Pakistani is talking to an Afghani and the phone or the Internet is routed through the United States, that doesn't require a wiretap. If it's foreign people talking to one another, one of the improvements we made for the safety and security of our troops and ourselves was this technical fix. So on a prospective basis, I think we have a better law in terms of civil liberties. We have an up-to-date law in terms of the safety and security of our nation and our troops out across the globe. Now, the part that it really has you incensed, and I appreciate it, it's a legitimate point of view, comes with respect to the telecommunications companies. And I would differ with you that it's just blanket immunity. First of all, and most importantly, there is no criminal, there's no immunity from criminal liability for any governmental official or any corporation. So the criminal law still applies. What doesn't apply is if a telecommunication company shows that they received a demand from the United States, then they can present a defense to a federal judge this demand, and they have a complete affirmative defense to civil liability. This doesn't deal with criminal laws or criminal liability at all. Criminal liability still exists. And I think that's what's most important to me and most important to people. So it's not a perfect resolution of it, but I think it's a compromise that really advances the rights of people, the safety of our troops, and it makes the telecommunication companies come forward and show that they received a demand from the United States.
But what about the things that the telecommunications companies have done in the past? Does this or does this not let them off the hook and also lets the White House off the hook as well?
No, it doesn't let them. See, that's what I was talking. I'm sorry. On a prospective basis, we have more rights. The Fourth Amendment specifically cited in there, and it's clear that there's checks and balances. The government has to go to the court to get a wiretap against any American citizen based on probable cause. Retrospectively, going backwards, the telecommunication companies have to present to a federal judge that they received a demand from the United States to do this wiretapping. Now, they may not have gone specifically by the letter of the law, in which case they were supposed to get an emergency demand from the Attorney General, and instead they got it from the White House or the head of the CIA or somebody else, but under they received a demand from the United States. And if they present that to a federal judge, they have a complete defense to liability. Now, that may not satisfy you, and it's civil liability. I really have to impress on this. A plaintiff still, whether we did anything or not, would have to have a burden of proving against a telecommunications company that there was damage, that they violated the law, etc. But in this instance, they have to show to a federal judge like a Marsha Krieger, or, you know, our federal judges are tough people and not patsies, that there was a basis for this eavesdropping. And so there is, you know, I can understand your concern, but there is no change to criminal liability of any government official, whether it's people in the White House or in the intelligence community or any place else. And when we get a new president in, you know, the person of Barack Obama, there can be lots of investigations within the executive itself, not just congressional investigations. And if people violated the law in a criminal fashion, they'll be prosecuted.
Well, Barack Obama is saying over the weekend that when it reaches the Senate, he's going to fight to strip out the telecommunications immunity.
Well, then, you know, that's also part of the legislative approach. And I'll have to say that I might have been, you know, I was talking to leadership about this bill 2 months ago. And I said, look, the one thing I said, we should not change criminal liability. If somebody's committed a crime, period, they should be prosecuted for that. Civil liability, if, and this is the way I would describe it. I think I mentioned this to you the other day. If all of a sudden I'm driving along, and there's a policeman behind me, and he pulls me over, you know, and I comply, I pull over. It turns out it's a Wheat Ridge policeman, but he's in Lakewood. He didn't have jurisdiction in Lakewood to pull me over. I still pulled over because he was the government. He was a policeman pulling me over. You know, and I don't really like defending the telecommunications companies, especially because our own phone company, Qwest, refused to do this. And, you know, God bless them. They really did follow the letter of the law. But on the other hand, these others are getting demands from the White House or the heads of the intelligence agencies to do emergency wiretapping right after, you know, 9/11 and that whole atmosphere. And, you know, I don't want to create these defenses, but what I said was, look, if they show to a federal judge, you know, that they had a basis for pursuing these things, then, you know, that's a defense. And I think that's currently its defense under the law as it's stated today, except that it has to come from the Attorney General and not the head of an intelligence agency.
But, you know, going along with that, regardless of who asks, it's against the law. And it's like saying, okay, I robbed this bank because Congressman Perlmutter asked me to. I mean, I would say, you know, you said to me, Jake or Rob, I'd say, no, I can't do that. It's against the law. These telecommunications companies could have done exactly the same thing, but instead they went along. They're guilty. They should have a court date, of course. And the White House, all these folks have broken the law, and why give them any degree of immunity over anything?
All right. Well, your point is well taken, because Qwest did just what you're saying.
Right.
Okay? So you have a perfect example in our own phone company, and I can't quarrel with your logic, except what I would say is this applies to civil liability. This is winning, you know, cash from the phone company versus criminal liability, where the corporation or its officers or the government and its officials can be prosecuted criminally. And that's really the key.
They should be they should be prosecuted criminally.
Well, and they may be, but, you know, I'm in, and they still can be. And that's why we've got to have, in my opinion, a government that I think Barack Obama will lead, that will not abuse power, can take a good look at what's been done in the past, who was targeted, and, you know, make some decisions at that point about criminal responsibility. But this, your points are well taken. I've got to look at it as a whole, where I think prospectively rights are protected in a more uniform and a better fashion. There's been an improvement to the safety piece of this so that we come into the 21st century with respect to how calls and emails are routed. Even if it's from Pakistan to Afghanistan, a lot of times the call is routed through the United States. And under the old FISA law, that anything that came across the United States would have required a warrant. And I don't think we are extending the Fourth Amendment to foreign people who aren't United States citizens or U.S. persons living in the United States or are abroad. But
I appreciate that, but I still, the telecommunications part of it bothers me, and there's evidence of these wiretaps. Some of them occurred before 9/11. What about those? Shouldn't those people be held responsible for that?
That's a good question. I would say probably yes. But I, that one I had not heard before. This was, everything I've been focusing on has been, was in period post 9/11. So, look, we've had an administration that clearly has abused its power and authority in a whole array of ways. And that, those abuses still can be examined and prosecuted by people going forward. So I think that's the most critical thing. And, you know, Jay, I got to be honest with you. My two roommates, Steve Kagan from Wisconsin, new congressman from Wisconsin, Bruce Braley, new congressman from Iowa, a couple people who I've looked to, Betty Sutton from Ohio and John Sarbanes from Maryland, you know, four of my closest friends all voted against this version. And so I looked at that. You're a good friend. You gave me a heads up on Friday morning, but I made a decision, and I stand by that decision, that I think this really moves the ball forward. It still is not immunity. The telecommunications companies have to show to a judge that they did something based on a demand from the government. Now, it may have been an illegal demand, but they did it based on a demand from the government, and they went forward, and that gives them a defense. So, you know, I guess this is one where we're going to disagree.
Well, the only answer I can give you is it makes it hard sometimes to be a Democrat, but I know you're a good guy, and I still love you, but I just don't agree with it.
Okay, and I agree with that, but I'm going to end with this. You know, as a Democrat and as a member of the Congress, and there was a guy talking about, you know, all the congressmen and all that stuff being complicit in this. You know, I mean, the good news is I can say I wasn't there until 2007, and so I'm looking at it as objectively as I can. I don't have, and I don't believe, you know, congressmen or congresswomen were complicit in these kinds of things. I really do like the people that I work with, both the Democrats and Republicans alike. I think they care about this country, but we have responsibilities, and, you know, just with, I said this to John before you came on or I got on the show. You know, you look at the preamble in the Declaration of Independence. It ends, you know, institute new government laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. And then in the preamble of the Constitution, it says, to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. So there's always, it isn't a zero-sum game. I think in this instance, we've improved civil liberties, and we've improved the common defense and the safety of this nation. And that's where I've gone. And I, you know, as a Democrat, I have a responsibility in both of those sectors, the civil liberty side, the Fourth Amendment, the Third Amendment, which is what I really think is implicated by all of this. And, you know, it doesn't get talked about a lot. That's the one that says, you know, you can't go to somebody's house, you know, as the British did, you know, without, unless states can't take over somebody's, you know, property.
Right.
And so between the Third and Fourth Amendments, that's where the right of privacy really is developed. So I think we've respected both of those amendments in what we've done in this bill, and I think we've improved the safety and security of the country. And the bottom line is, and I was asked this question on Saturday, well, why didn't you just wait for a new administration? And my answer was, well, we can improve it now, which I think we've done, and under a new administration and a new Congress, if it isn't exactly what we want, we can amend it or repeal it. You know, so one Congress can't bind the next.
Well, let's hope that you decide to at least strip out the telecommunications.
Well, and I certainly would vote, you know, if it comes back that way, I'm going to vote for it. I'm not there as the, you know, protector of the telephone companies, but the bottom line for Ed Perlmutter is this is a vastly better bill. It's one that improves rights going forward. It makes the phone companies show that they received the demand from the United States to go forward on this. And, you know, I got to make a decision, yes or no, and I decided yes.
All right. I respect your opinion, but I respectfully disagree.
I know.
Have a safe flight to Washington.
All right. You have a great week.
We'll see you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. There's Congressman Ed Perlmutter about the FISA vote. 7:24, 24 minutes after the hour. And we'll talk to Glenn Spagnuolo from Recreate 68 coming up. And we thank him for waiting a couple of extra minutes while we talk to the congressman. 7:25, 25 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John Turk with traffic.
Southbound I-25, a real struggle for you. Stop and go in Northland and Thornton from 120th down to 84th. We have a new four-car accident there at 84th, and that's causing some massive delays. Same thing downtown from 70 to Spear. Trip across eastbound 270, nasty for you, too, with single-digit speeds from 76 to York. In Aurora, 225 busy in both directions at Parker Road, and that looks like we have a brand-new accident southbound at Mississippi. Eastbound 6th Avenue and eastbound I-70 also sluggish as you approach downtown. Today's forecast, partly cloudy, breezy, with the possible of...
You've been putting off getting new eyeglasses long enough. Update your look now with new eyewear from Europtics during their 25th anniversary sale. For a limited time, save 40% on over 15,000 stylish designer frames in stock when you purchase prescription lenses. Save 40% on designer frames, sport frames, traditional frames, trendy frames, kids frames, and more at any of the four Europtics stores when you buy prescription lenses. In Cherry Creek North next to Fillmore Plaza, in Park Meadows Mall, at Holly and Orchard 1/2 mile west of I-25, and at Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack just east of the mall.
The corporate ladder. Oh, it's tricky. You know it's there, and you know you're on it. It's the exact rung you're on that's the big mystery. Yep, you could climb all day long and still not know how high you were until someone else told you. That's one messed up ladder. So come to Budget Rent-A-Car and step off that corporate staircase and slip behind the wheel of a big boy upgrade. Just rent a car from Budget, and we'll bump you up a single class size absolutely free. It's just one of the many big boy services we offer without those big boy prices. Like our Wear 2 GPS in every car, or the fast-moving e-toll. So go on, roll large. Just mention the big boy upgrade and climb up to a better rung of car. You get that, better rung? I was just working that ladder angle again. Show off your business sense, and you can get a single-class upgrade every time you rent. Just go to budget.com/upgrade. Rent Budget and rent like a genius.
Subject to availability. See website for full terms and conditions.
Saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
727 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rocky's Auto's got a brand-new deal going. They will show you the book on any car you're interested in buying. Any vehicle you're interested in buying, they'll show you the book. Plus, they have their matching down incentive, and they also want to see your trade-in. And their selection is endless. They've got a huge selection of clean, late model, previously owned vehicles, everything from cars that will just get fantastic gas mileage to utility vehicles to things you may need for your business, if you're a small business owner. or the grad in your family who's getting ready to buy that first automobile, that you want to give them a set of wheels. Rockies has got it all from A to Z, and good people to deal with. Start with my man Spanky Herrera, and then you can talk to Freddie Lobrato and Uncle Fester, and if you need to, and and Jules, and all the folks that are out there. Rockies is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. You come a little bit after 9, though. They'll stay and take care of you. They'll make sure that things go fine. Rockies Autos, you can't miss them right there at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. They've got a big sign, and also you'll be drawn to the selection as well. So take advantage of their new deal, which is, do you want to buy a car? They'll show you the book. And most dealerships will never do that. Rockies Auto is the most unique car store in North America, corner of 63rd and Federal.
If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
After 7 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. All right, let's welcome back to the back to the microphones. Boy, you know what? I sound like this is radio, like 1955. Get over yourself, Jay. Here's the co-founder of Recreate 68, Glenn Spagnuolo. And he was on Friday, and I have to, first of all, at the end of Thursday's show. That's right. Was it the end of Thursday's show?
Yeah, Wednesday, it was. I think, but
was it Wednesday or Thursday?
I thought it was Wednesday, but that's all right. Oh, yeah, actually it was Thursday. I'm sorry. My days are all blending into each other.
Yeah, mine too.
The last couple of months.
Yeah, mine too. And I was explaining to him that I apologize for cutting him off, but that it was close to 10 o'clock, and that a lot of callers go through this too. They think, oh, you know, he's being unfair to me. He cut me off. So I apologize for that, but, you know, we had news at the top of the hour. There was nothing I could do about it.
That's not a problem. Don't worry about it. Thanks for having me on this morning.
So I want you to come back. I want to give you equal time. I want you to get your message out, and I want you to tell us, okay, why Recreate 68? Tell us the reasoning behind that.
Sure. First off, I just wanted to, like I said, thank you for having me on, and I never did get to publicly thank you for a couple of years ago. You defended me very strongly for my free speech rights in the city of Longmont, and I really wanted to tell you I appreciated that. But on to Recreate 68. The title, the name of the group, came out of a lot of discussions we had about a year and a half ago about how things have transpired over the last 40 years and talking with some older activists and younger activists. And what the idea was that we wanted to recreate the spirit of civic engagement that existed, that when your government wasn't acting in a moral way, people would participate in mass actions that would push their government to behave more morally. And we feel that now, 40 years later, we're seeing a lot of things our government's doing that's immoral, that's wrong on both sides of the podium. And we really think that we wanted to recreate that spirit that when that happens, people need to get involved. People need to go not just to the voting booth, but out in their communities and have their voices heard. And we wanted to bring back that spirit of change that existed, not just in the United States, but across the world. You saw in Mexico, Prague, all different areas at that time.
We were leaving out France.
Well, France was extremely important when it happened in Paris, how young people took control of their communities and were empowered to make change. And we feel like we wanted to bring that spirit back that existed. We don't want to make the same mistakes that were made in 1968 by activists, because there were a lot, but we do want to try to bring back some of the successes that they had and some of the valuable lessons that they taught us, and try to get young people and communities in general back involved in politics, aside from just voting every 4 years.
Well, okay, my counter-arguments to where you stand would be this. First of all, I think people are involved. I think they're more involved now than they've ever been. And I think that Barack Obama, for instance, is a proof of that people are more involved than they've ever been. I mean, if you went to the caucuses, if you looked at the primaries across the country, I mean, they were swamped. As a matter of fact, not only has the dynamics now changed in 2008, but the fat cats who have governed politics for so long are now legitimately threatened and are scared. I mean, Barack Obama got so many donations. And we're not talking about big people. We're talking about people like you and me who gave him like $25, $50 or even gave him more or $100 or whatever. And in my case, I admit I gave him a lot of money. But the FEC, the Federal Elections Commission, can't count all of it. They can't go through it. They don't have the people power to be able to do it. Now, you don't see that happening with anybody else's campaign. Plus, on top of that, as much as this pains me to say it, because I'm part of this medium, that the right wing has talk radio. I think you would acknowledge that to be true. Okay, but you know what they don't have? They don't have the Internet. Yeah, there's a few right-wing organizations that are on there, but they don't have anywhere near. We're way ahead of them, and they're not even close to us. And you can get involved through meetups, through direct participatory democracy, and with that and money, raising money, where anybody can get involved, you're putting a mountain of pressure on the powers that be to change.
You know, I hear what you're saying, but you're looking at just electoral politics as the only possible way to make change, and we don't look at that's the only way to make change. So, yeah, Barack Obama has put out, in some instances, we consider a false hope to people to get involved, and he's managed to get people involved in electoral politics. That's great.
But why is Glenn, why is that a false hope?
Well, I think that there's a lot of things that Barack says he stands for that his actions don't prove out in the long run. I do think he's better than the Republicans. I think you'd be naive to say that he's not better than the Republicans.
Well, what has he done where his actions don't, where he talks but he doesn't do?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things. Like, he puts himself up as the anti-war candidate, that he is purely the person who's going to get us out of this situation.
Well, he is the anti-war candidate. I mean, I remember him giving the speech at Daly Center when he was a state legislator, and let me tell you, at that time, you couldn't find very many people that would take that position.
Well, you know, speech is one thing, actions are another. And as soon as he got into power as a senator, he managed to vote for every single funding bill for this war. Over $300 billion he voted to fund for this war.
And you and I would disagree on that, I think. I mean, you and I would disagree about the funding.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, his record's pretty clear.
No, I'm not challenging you on his record. I'm just challenging you on the funding aspect.
Oh, okay. And then, you know, in addition to that, when you see people who are true anti-war candidates, like Ned Lamont, who was running against Joel Lieberman, you know, what does Barack Obama do? He donates thousands of dollars to Joel Lieberman's campaign, goes there and campaigns for Joel Lieberman, and talks about Joel being his mentor for foreign policy instead of sticking up for Ned Lamont, who is the true Democratic candidate and who was a true anti-war candidate. So,
okay, but wait a minute, though. You're not being totally fair, because two things happened after that. Number one, when Ned Lamont won the Democratic nomination and ran against Lieberman, Obama supported Ned Lamont, not Lieberman. That's number one. And number two, if you just saw it here not long ago, Barack Obama publicly grabbed Joe Lieberman on the floor of the Senate and scolded him for his actions.
After he gave him thousands of dollars to try
to get because he was the, because he was the Democratic incumbent, and he was at that time had not totally and completely moved to the position that he's moved into now. Now he's going to go speak at the GOP convention.
Oh, I think Lieberman was pretty clear on his position on the war when Obama was trying to support him, and so was Ned Lamont. And he waited until Ned Lamont got the nomination, which is what Barack has done all the time, is the safe thing. He waits and sees what's going to happen, and then he switches his opinion depending on what he needs to do.
I mean, I don't find, you know, I in the big picture of things, I don't find that so damaging. And by the way, I supported Ned Lamont, and I gave Ned Lamont money.
Well, I appreciate you doing that. Too bad Barack didn't give him any money. But
you know, I mean...
But you're right. That is a small issue. I mean, there's other larger issues that point to what his behavior is going to be. For instance, he was very clear in New Hampshire during a debate where he talked about the fact that he's not going to remove all the troops from Iraq.
I don't think you can overnight.
Well, no, he's not talking about overnight. He wouldn't even commit to removing all the troops by 2013, and he said that he needed to leave a fighting force there to fight the terrorists. That sounds really familiar. And by
well, I think he does. I think we do need to leave one there.
The military's been pretty clear that that would be around 50 to 60,000 soldiers who will illegally occupy Iraq. And that's
no, as I remember him saying, he would move those soldiers out of there and that he would have them in a neighboring country.
Actually, or such as northern
Iraq, which is controlled by the Kurds, or in Turkey. Okay, hang on. I'll let you answer.
Sure.
But I just got to take care of some stuff here. 7:38, 38 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, and John Turk with traffic.
Left lane, partially blocked, southbound I-25 at 84th Avenue. This is a four-car accident that's causing single-digit speeds back around 112th. Also got a crash on the right shoulder, southbound 225 at Mississippi. That's not really affecting traffic, but we do have some jams occurring after that around Parker Road up to the DTC. Northbound is also slowing down just a little bit to take a peek at this crash. To the west and south, C-470, sluggish for eastbounders at Kipling and again after Santa Fe. Today's forecast partly cloudy early, followed by scattered thunderstorms this afternoon and a high around 88. Right now, 66 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
It wouldn't be summer without ice cream, and Walmart has all the brands you love. Save on assorted flavors of Blue Bunny Premium Ice Cream, 56 ounce.
J. Marvin for Icon LASIK. Tired of your glasses, but your eye shy? In other words, you don't want anybody to touch your eyes? Well, I was that way too until I ran into Dr. Anderson at Icon LASIK. Icon LASIK got the job done for me. They were thorough, they were careful, and most of all, I was shocked at how easy it was and how great I can see. Call them for your free consultation, 303-954-4321. Or check them out on the internet, icondenver.com.
Denver, if you haven't already heard, listen up. If you're interested in saving a ton of money on surplus building materials, The Lumber Guy insists you visit them or go online to thelumberguy.com. The Lumber Guy will have special savings each month on items like interior trim, bifolds, interior doors, retaining wall blocks, pavers, and so much more. To find The Lumber Guy, go to Washington and 50. East on 50th for half a block. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save. Call 303-979-8823. That's 303-979-8823.
Good store. For a limited time only, they're combining their fixed in the fives promotion with a payment with no payments. I mean no payments for 90 days. Rates are at record lows, but they're going to go up. Credit cards are at record highs and cost between 25 and 30%. If you can pay off those and get a fixed rate in the fives, you'll save hundreds of dollars a month, maybe even thousands of dollars a month, and a lot of stress. Get the results you deserve from an Inc. 500 company. It's proven you can trust. As a direct lender, they make it easy. They guarantee it. Get rid of your ARM, your high-cost debt, and get a fixed rate in the fives, and no payments for the next 90 days. Call right now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171. Call the mortgage store. They're the guaranteed pros.
Email. Something people and now businesses cannot live without. New federal e-discovery laws require that certain companies retain email communication for litigation purposes or face serious fines.
Lose the risk, not your wallet.
By installing a Barracuda Message Archiver today. The Barracuda Message Archiver is a comprehensive and affordable plug-and-play device that indexes and stores all email traffic for easy search and retrieval, providing immediate government compliance. Try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM, or log on to Barracuda.com.
I'm Mrs. Jones.
Thanks. As a grandmother of five, I've got a lot of spoiling to do, but it's not too hard when I get all of the medicine I need at Walmart. They have prescriptions for just $4 and low prices on brand name over-the-counter medicines. Now, saving that money on medicine leaves more for me to spoil my grandkids.
Walmart. Save money, live better. The pharmacy at Walmart offers more than 350 prescriptions for $4. Each $4 prescription is for up to a 30-day supply of commonly prescribed dosages. See Walmart.com for details.
Forty-one minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. J. Marvin along with Glenn Spagnuolo from Recreate 68. If you want to talk to him, too, by the way, 303-713-7600, because I don't want to leave you out of the conversation. That's 303-713-7600. Okay. I didn't want to interrupt you, but we had to do some stuff there.
No problem. But, you know, when you're talking about moving them to northern Iraq, that's not called, you know, bringing our troops home. That's called redeployment of our troops. And that's not something that we consider an anti-war candidate would do. And leaving a fighting force of 50,000 to 60,000 people in somebody else's country, you know, to keep an eye on terrorists, we don't agree with that. At least the people in my organization don't agree with that.
How would you, what would be your solution to battle Al-Qaeda and other terrorist organizations? Would you just, like, I mean, well, I don't know. Tell me what you think you'd do.
Well, you know, obviously there has to be training, and that should have been being done for the last 5 years for the Iraqis to take care of their security needs.
Look at the administration we're dealing with. I mean, they can't train themselves to get across the street without it, you know. I mean, they need, like, 20 seeing eye dogs to get, like, 5 feet.
Right, but we have talked with a lot of Iraq vets, and the soldiers who were there, including some of the officers, have been very clear that they could remove their troops from that situation and do it in a relatively quick manner and bring the troops home. It's the politicians who keep talking about the need to stay there. So I rely on the people who spent 2 or 3 tours in Iraq, and the ones who were saying that they could leave and that that place could be exactly the same as it is now, with or without them there. And I think that we should listen to the soldiers, because the soldiers have been pretty clear about that.
Well, I think Barack Obama said, though, on numerous occasions, and I'm not a surrogate, but I think he said on numerous occasions that we should assess the situation from the people on the ground and the generals that are running things, and that we have to be as careful getting out, as reckless as we were getting in, and I think he's right about that. But here's the thing I want. Here's the proposition I'll put on the table to you.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my chief objection to this whole thing. First of all, to me, the people who caused this trouble and the people who started all of this and the people who've been involved in this and have put their foot down every single time on a whole number of issues, okay, have been the Republicans. To me, the Republicans have been, and I now really believe this, the Republicans have been criminally negligent, okay? And right now there's a tremendous amount of stake in this election. Because Lord knows, if we end up with John McCain, can you imagine how that's going to be? So I guess what I don't understand is, why the Democrats, when you have a chance of getting 75 to 80% of what you want, versus the Republicans who have no chance of giving you anything?
Well, I don't believe we're going to get 70 to 80% of what we want. But what's important to realize is that there will be major protests taking place at the Republican convention. If some of us are out of jail, which we hope we are at the end of this thing.
Well, why would you assume that you're going to go to jail?
We've been at these national conventions. We've been at these national protests before, where they make mass arrests of people who are doing nothing more than engaging in their constitutional rights. So that's the reality of the situation, and it's unfortunate that people have to be afraid to be arrested when they dissent in this country. But both Democrats and Republicans have seen fit to put in a system that does that, where they do arrest people for no other reason aside from exercising their rights. It's happened time and time again.
I mean, the only arrest...
cities continue to get sued time and time again after the conventions and lose these lawsuits and drop the charges, but we have to go through all those avenues before we could actually get ourselves freed up to go to do something else. So.
Well, the only arrests that I witnessed in 2004 in Boston were from people who had no respect whatsoever for the free speech area, which was close to the convention, and also.
You mean the free speech area that was under the causeway with the Constantine wire on top of the fence, that cage that's told where go
it, it wasn't it wasn't it wasn't it wasn't what did you say it was under?
It was under that ramp going up to the highway. Some of us.
No, it was underneath the railroad. It was underneath that elevated train
ramp. That elevated, right. And so.
I mean, the press was like right there. So if
the press isn't who we're speaking to, you're speaking to the delegates. Plus,
and the delegates were there too.
This country is a free speech zone. You shouldn't be put inside of a cage and told that's where you have freedom.
Well,
freedom exists on every street corner in this.
So there shouldn't be. So you don't think that there should be any security at all?
There should be security.
Well, how much?
There should be a hard perimeter around the Pepsi Center or any convention center, but you shouldn't have these high fences with barbed wire on it and enclosures on all four sides and told get in your cage and go ahead and be free. There is no terrorist act
but
that
where
takes
would you,
place
where,
out inside
where,
of those free
where would
speech
you,
zones.
Where would you put people? Would you just let them march around in the front of it? Would you?
If they wanted to and they weren't obstructing traffic, yeah, why not? Why not? Those people aren't causing any problems.
Because you know something? I think that you have a perfect right to your First Amendment. I honor that 100,000%. I mean, I'm not an ACLU member for nothing. But on the other hand, I also see the other side of it, having gone through it, that there are a lot of people that I saw there who were, first of all, there wasn't a big crowd, but the ones that I did see, a lot of them were clearly there for one reason. I mean, they were clearly there hunting trouble. Maybe you weren't, but some of them were. And on top of that, things there were jammed to begin with. So if you had people marching just, at will, I mean, it would have been worse than it already was. I mean, it was like, I'm not, you know, everybody's going, oh, the Democratic National Convention's coming to town. Aren't you thrilled? You want to know something? I'll be honest with you. I'm not thrilled. I'm not thrilled about having to go. I'm not thrilled about being around when it's here. You know why? Because it's a huge, gigantic pain in the rear.
Look, they could create security without having to make these free speech.
Well, how they used to all the time. How would they do it?
The same way they used to do it, by putting up a perimeter with the police there, and if somebody gets out of line, that person gets arrested if they violate the law.
How do people get in and out and stuff?
The same way they used to do it before we had these come after 2001. The thing is, you got to understand, Jay, every time they make these free speech zones, every convention and every major protest, these zones get further and further and further away. And you just have to look at the law and the lawsuits that were filed. You know, we were okay 300 feet away. Then it became 500 feet. Then it became 1,800 feet. Then it becomes a half a mile to a mile.
Well, see, I think a mile, half a mile to a mile is absolutely ridiculous.
Well, we're going
to
be half a mile away from the Pepsi Center.
Well, I think that's wrong.
So, yeah, well, that's my point, though. But the thing is that we keep using this excuse of security to continue to quash down and silence dissent and move people into cages, put barbed wire on top of them, move them half a mile away from facilities, and then we turn around and defend it and say, well, how are we supposed to provide security? Nothing happened when we were right up on these facilities at 300 feet, so there was no reason to move it any further back. But we continue to do it under the
sky. I think you got to find a reasonable compromise to that, but I think that a mile or whatever it is away is too much. Okay. Hang tough. I got stuff to do.
All right.
We'll come back, and if people want to talk to you, they should call in, and we'll squeeze on as many calls this hour, and if you don't mind, we'll hold you over in the next hour, too.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. 7:50, 50 minutes away from the top of the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. John Turk holds nothing over. Here's the traffic.
Two accidents to avoid around Denver at the moment. First, a four-car crash southbound I-25 at 84th Avenue. It's partially blocking the left-hand lane, and traffic is going to be stop-and-go for you back at around 112th. I-25 also creeping in the downtown quarter after I-70. And you northbounders, starting to hit small delays from Washington Street Bridge up to Alameda. And in Aurora, an accident southbound 225 at Mississippi. It is on the right-hand shoulder and seeing some traffic jams beginning around Colfax. That is at least they're in the 20s and 30s there. Also have a car fire at 119th and Highway 7. Today's forecast, partly cloudy, breezy, possibility of afternoon thunderstorms. Your high will be in the mid to upper 80s, currently 70 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Test drive the luxurious Lincoln MKX crossover with up to 24 miles per gallon highway, award-winning.
Hi, this is yours truly, Dr. Daddio, asking you to tune in every Sunday from 3 p.m. until 5 p.m. for my show, Talking with Dr. Daddio, the show where we talk about what's happening in our local and national communities, our businesses, schools, political, civic, social, and religious activities, and many other problems that we face every day. So let's make a date, Sunday, Talking with Dr. Daddio, from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk Radio. Don't miss it.
It's afternoons 1 to 4.
That's the hard part.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The largest event ever to hit the city of Denver is coming this summer as the Mile High City welcomes the country and the world to the 2008 Democratic National Convention, August 25th through the 29th at Pepsi Center. But you don't have to wait till August to show your true colors. It's time to get your gear on by visiting DenverDNCgear.com for the officially licensed apparel and merchandise of the Denver DNC. DenverDNCgear.com for official Denver DNC apparel.
buttons, pins, and novelty items. DenverDNCGear.com. This convention will be a monumental moment in our nation's history, and you'll want the official gear to remember it all. DenverDNCGear.com for official merchandise of the Denver DNC Host Committee. Also available at Altitude Authentic Store in the Pepsi Center and other select locations throughout the city. DenverDNCGear.com. Get your gear on. DenverDNCGear.com.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
752, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Presidential Brokerage, the intelligent investment guidance. Here's my financial guru, Mike Spear, Executive Vice President. I'll tell you right now, I know this for a fact, oil is up. Am I right or am I wrong?
Well, it has been all morning until just a couple of minutes ago, Jay.
Oh, okay, so it changes at the last minute. Thanks a lot.
That's right. Sorry, man. I mean, it was up all in pre-market. It was up over the weekend, and now oil has gone down only slightly. I mean, 48 cents a barrel at about a buck, $134.88 a barrel. So oil down very slightly. The markets have been positive all day until just a few minutes ago, too. Now, the Dow is basically unchanged. It's up 1 point. The NASDAQ Composite is down 2 points. The S&P is up 1 point, and the Russell is unchanged. So we really have a market that's just kind of hasn't decided what it wants to do right now, just kind of floundering around. We have no real major economic reports due out today. But then tomorrow we get retail sales numbers. Also, as you know, Jay, we have the FOMC meeting, the Federal Open Market Committee, which is Ben Bernanke and his gang, meeting tomorrow and Wednesday. They'll announce what their policy will be as it relates to interest rates. Not a lot going on right now ahead of those economic numbers beginning tomorrow. And you would think that oil would be down a lot more after Saudi Arabia saying that they, don't you love this? It will produce more crude oil this year if the market needs it. Nah, we don't need it. Future oil. Nah. I mean, jeez, oh, Pete, what a silly thing to say. But anyway, that's what they said. So I'm not supposed to editorialize, I guess, am I?
No, it's okay, though. You can go ahead and editorialize all you want. And by the way, since the market can't decide what it's going to do, I expect you to make a phone call and get that corrected immediately.
Just the power of being on J. Marvin, now the Dow is up 8 points, 9 points.
See?
So there you go. J. Marvin, you have the power to make
it. No. You that did it. All right, if I've got the power of my financial assets and I need help, and I don't want to put all my eggs in one basket like the stock market, what can you do for us?
Well, there are a lot of different areas that people can be investing in to make money. You know as well as most know that for every action, there is an opposite and equal reaction. And so there are ways to make money in a market that's going down if you are so inclined to participate in the stock market. There are things outside of the stock market that may be appropriate for your portfolio, may show you similar or better results than what we've been seeing in the market. In fact, better than what we've been seeing recently, with less risk and less volatility. We've got a lot of ideas out there. If you're not hearing about them from your advisor now, or you're not hearing from them at all, give them a call, find out what their great ideas are, and then give us a call and compare it. That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
Yep. Call 303-749-2770. That's 303-749-2770. Get that stock market fixed. I'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
I'll work on it, Jay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, my man. All right. There's Michael Spear and their Presidential Brokerage Intelligent Investment Guidance. And get in touch with them at 303-749-2770. Mary and I use them, and you should, too.
It should come as no surprise to you, but cable, satellite, and internet packages are going up from those other providers. But not if you have the Freedom Bundles from Liberty Bell. Don't fall for those lifetime guarantees on prices from you-know-who. When the prices force you to load up on phone features you don't even need. And don't fall for those low introductory rates that rise faster than credit card penalties in a short time. Get real. Get freedom. Liberty Bell Freedom Bundles. TV, phone, and internet for just $85.97 or TV and phone for just $59.97. $6.97. The big guys just can't compete with our low overhead. As you know, my company, Liberty Bell, is a thorn in their side, small but painful. And to add to their pain, there will be no price increases in our Liberty Bell bundles. And we offer real phone lines, not internet phone service, and Dish Network. So let's slay the dragon together. 303 Bundles. That's 303 Bundles. Or LibertyBellTelecom.com. Remember, packages start as low as $50.97. Liberty Bell Bundles. 303 Bundles.
All right, 757, 57 minutes after the hour here. Jay Marvin with Glenn Spagnuolo from Recreate 68. And we want to get your calls in, so everybody's going to have to hang on because, as Glenn knows, we're starting to creep towards the top of the hour.
Right.
I don't think anything that you've said here, you know, is unreasonable. The only thing that bothers me is that I'm not so sure I concur with you about just letting people just parade out in front of the convention due to the change in the security attitude, and also because even though your feelings may be pure at heart, you're going to have other people that are going to show up, and their feelings are not going to be pure at heart. And what do we do about them?
Well, that's what you're policed for. They get arrested. But, you know, back to your original question, which was, you know, why the Democrats and not the Republicans.
All right, hold that thought.
Okay.
All right, just hold it. Yep. And I'll give you a whole other hour. I'll give you a whole other hour. Just hang on. Well, I don't want anybody to say I'm not being fair here.
No, that's
so
cool.
Everybody hang on the phones. We'll take care of it. Just hang on.
I said you could lower your cholesterol and support your energy levels simply by taking a multivitamin. Yeah, you'd be skeptical, right? We know it sounds too good to be true, so that's why we want to prove it to you with a free bottle of all-new Phytox Cardio. Phytox Cardio is a unique, revolutionary breakthrough because it contains the proven power of plant sterols. Plant sterols are clinically researched to lower your cholesterol naturally. Say goodbye to old-fashioned multivitamins without clinical science and say hello to Phytox Cardio from Purity Products. Find out how to get your free bottle today. Call 1-800-500-1093. Lower your cholesterol and support your energy. Yes, sure, you're skeptical, so discover it for yourself with a free, yes, a free bottle of Phytox Cardio. Try it before you buy it. You'll also receive a free bottle of Purity's famous pharmaceutical-grade fish oil, a $20 value, limit one per household. Call now, 1-800-500-1093. That's 1-800-500-1093.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Drivers hoping for relief from rising gasoline prices may not get any help from Saudi Arabia. The price of crude oil is up a dollar despite the Saudis' promise to pump more crude. New York oil trader Ray Carbone.
The market is just telling us that this is just not enough. It's not even what the market needed.
CBS's Peter Mayer has White House reaction.
The Bush administration has a take-what-we-can-get approach to the Saudis' production increase promise. A spokesman says the administration welcomes increases in output from all producers, including Saudi Arabia. The White House repeats the president's call for steps to increase domestic output. The administration rejects claims that market speculation is behind the record high fuel costs as Congress opens hearings on that issue today. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
Gasoline is up to $4.10 in the latest nationwide survey with a high of $4.59 in Los Angeles and Fresno. Overseas military officials say one American soldier has been killed and five others were wounded by small arms fire 14 miles from Baghdad. Still going up the Mississippi River north of St. Louis.
I'm just keeping my fingers crossed, and then if they tell us to evacuate, I got more bags by my bed.
The levee situation in the United States is chaotic.
Gerald Galloway is an engineering professor at the University of Maryland and a former brigadier general of the Army Corps of Engineers. The need to sandbag against a flooding threat, he says, is proof the levees aren't strong enough.
I don't think our leaders are doing well at informing the public about the risks they face.
He says more money needs to be pumped into the nation's levee system, but memories of past floods, he says, are very short, and that money never comes. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, St. Louis.
The tinderbox called Northern California is going up in smoke. Fire Department spokesman Roger Archie says Napa Valley wine country has been hit hard.
There are numerous fires burning in Northern California, and many of them a result of dry lightning strikes we've had earlier.
but it was in the hundreds, literally the hundreds of lightning fires.
A well-known nonprofit group is going upscale. CBS's Larry Miller has that.
Its bank account bulging, Planned Parenthood is planning to use that cash to go up market, targeting the affluent as well as teens and low-income women. It says it's rebranding its nearly 900 clinics. Though nonprofit, an official said there's much more of a business approach with muted lighting, hardwood floors, and stylishly colored walls.
He did the usual silly stuff.
How sweet hippy-dippy weather, man, with all the hippy-dippy weather, man.
But comedian George Carlin, who died of heart failure last evening, is being remembered as much for what he had to say about serious subjects like war and hypocrisy. Critic Leonard Maltin.
He had a way of being smart and funny without being snobbish or seeming to talk down to his audience. If anything, he gave his audience credit for being smart.
George Carlin was 71. In early trading, the Dow Industrials are up 2 points, NASDAQ's down 3. This is CBS News.
There's a reason you come to Sherwin-Williams. You just expect more from us. Better paint, better advice, a better way to realize your vision.
At your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store, we have exceptional products and unparalleled expertise because painting and decorating is all we do. And now save up to 20% on a wide variety of paints and stains. Stop in. You'll be amazed what happens when you ask. For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Summer's here. It's family vacation time. So before you hit the road, make sure your car is ready at the Sears Summer Travel Sale. Right now at the Sears Auto Center, buy 3 Goodyear Weather Handler LS, Eagle GTHR, or Wrangler SRA tires and get the 4th free. Plus, all other Goodyear tires are on sale. Get your car serviced 7 days a week, including nights, and shop while you wait. So come into the Sears Auto Center now and get ready to live like it's summer. Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 613-08 to 628-08.
Good morning, I'm Karen Trinidad with an AM 760 local news update. Searchers in Eagle County are back out at Beaver Creek this morning trying to find the body of a horseback rider who fell into the water Friday. Crews spent yesterday looking along a 3.5-mile stretch of the creek but saw no sign of 56-year-old Mary Brake.
We do have some hope because we were able to get crews up from the Front Range, which included West Metro Fire, South Metro Fire, and Clear Creek County that specialize in water rescue.
Shannon Cordingly with the Eagle County Sheriff's Office says the specialized crews can now begin searching in the middle of the creek. Brake, who is from Nebraska, was riding with a local outfitter to a restaurant when her horse lost its footing. Lightning is believed to be the cause of some small fires in Commerce City this weekend. Kevin Klein with the State Division of Fire Safety says people don't realize how vulnerable they are just out and about every day.
20% of the people out there who are killed by lightning are killed out in the ball field. 20% are seeking shelter under a tree, and the rest are just out in the open without cover.
Klein says the last thing you want to do when you see a flash of lightning is take shelter under a tree. This is Lightning Awareness Week in Colorado. If your kids think they're tested to death in middle and high school, wait till they get to college. Many universities are now getting into achievement testing to show parents how the schools excel. But kids have an advantage to taking the test. At CSU, freshmen can move into the dorms early if they agree to take writing and problem-solving exams. At CU in Colorado Springs, students can get a $10 voucher to the school cafeteria. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Karen Trinidad. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And some good news off that north end of town. That accident southbound I-25 at 84th now finally cleared up and out of your way and off the highway, but did manage to back us up to 112th Avenue. You're also going to find the jamming from I-70 getting down to Spears as you come past downtown. Starting to find backups now westbound Highway 36 right around Sheridan as you make your way up towards the Broomfield exit. And very slow eastbound C-470 down to single digits. Actually, Kipling getting out past Wadsworth. And again, from Lucent as you make your way over towards Quebec. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Denver International Airport offers valet parking and many free parking services, such as fixing flat tires, recharging dead batteries, or finding your car if you forget where you parked. For more information about DIA parking, call 303-DIA-PARK or visit flydenver.com.
There's a reason you come to Sherwin-Williams. You just expect more from us. Better paint, better advice, a better way to realize your vision.
At your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store, we have exceptional products and unparalleled expertise because painting and decorating is all we do. And now save up to 20% on a wide variety of paints and stains. Stop in. You'll be amazed what happens when you ask. For a
or a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Let them go out and buy a hybrid. You know what? That's not feasible for everybody. You go out and buy a $24,000, $25,000, $35,000 automobile. Walk a mile in somebody else's shoes for 5 seconds.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's half three here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with Glenn Spagnuolo from Recreate 68. Let's take some phone calls, Glenn, and then we
should.
Unless you got another point you wanted to make.
Well, it's just about the question of why the Democrats, and that we also feel that the Democrats have failed us over the last 2 years. They continue to vote to put forward like the U.S. Patriot Act and then continue to renew the U.S. Patriot Act, which was the biggest assault on our civil liberties. You see them doing things, like I said, not pulling out of Iraq and continue to vote for the funding of this war. Without the money, this war ends. And the fact that, like I was saying to you off air, was that a lot of us follow models like Saul Alinsky, who was a great organizer back
from
in the day.
Chicago.
Right, from Chicago, exactly. And, you know, Saul always said that when you go to protest, you don't protest just the people that are furthest away from you because they're the least likely to listen to what you're going to say and make a change. You try to affect the people that are closest to your opinion and hopefully move them into a direction where they would address some of your issues. And that's exactly what we're doing with the Democratic Party. And we will be in Minneapolis, and there will be a very loud protest that's going to take place there about the Republicans. We're holding both parties accountable. We're holding our government accountable. We're not being bipartisan. We are being bipartisan, actually, is what I meant to say. We're holding both of our parties accountable for their behavior. And when you stop holding somebody accountable, that's when you start goose-stepping and walk behind whatever is said. And we're not going to do that with the Democratic Party anymore.
I don't think you should. But I also think there's a component that makes sense, which is to try to get involved with them and to try to influence them through the inside to change. And the problem is that there's not enough of us who want, I mean, I'm involved, but there's not enough people, period, who want to take the time and the commitment to get in there and to try to influence the structure and influence the process.
Well, you know, some of us are looking at the fact that we feel there's more than two parties and that we don't need to get in.
Well, I'd like to see a third party, too, but the problem with that is, which I expressed to you off the air, is that, okay, you and I might want to see it, but the problem is that you can't get enough people together to lay down their own individual interests and causes in order to get enough people together to get something like that off the ground. I mean, you have too much internal fighting going on 90% of the time.
Well, maybe for this election, but, you know, Winona Duke, who's somebody I know and cherish their opinion dearly, always said to me that if I take on a project that I could see the end of in my lifetime, I didn't take on a big enough project. So all the time we want these immediate answers, these immediate responses to problems.
Oh, I agree.
And nobody's looking long-term, and I think we are. Where we're looking at this is the start of something that can build and build and build, and maybe in two or three or four elections, we could have a viable third party.
See, but the only place that you and I would disagree is we're just going to disagree on this. I don't think it's in the streets. I think it's in the most powerful tool that we dominate known to mankind.
Well, I think that's
the internet.
I think it's the people's power and the power in the streets that have made some of the most positive changes in this country to date historically.
Yes, but we're now in 2008. I think things change. But anyway, let's go to the phones. Here's Barbara in Denver. Barbara, thank you for hanging on. You're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hi, I just wanted to say that I think what Recreate 68 is doing is being an educational forum and really informing not just the people of Denver and the people of Colorado, but the people that are going to be coming in August about exactly what they need to know about and further their education on all sorts of topics. I think it's a great tool, and I think the people who have been associated with Recreate 68, the entire alliance, have done an incredible job in getting the information out and educating the public and hopefully educating people like you and other journalists who just take...
Excuse me. I don't mean to interrupt you, but I'm not a journalist.
Okay. Then I don't know what you call yourself.
A talk show host, which is not a journalist.
Okay, then educating talk show hosts and people who do call themselves journalists, because so many people who write or speak on the radio or speak on TV really just take what is handed them and don't do any thinking. And it's time that people think. That's why we got into this war. That's why we got into this economic mess. And I think the people need to get in the streets and educate everyone about what's going on. And the only way to do that in terms of the Democrats is to let them hear from the people, because otherwise they're just going to go on their merry way and just think that all the people that are giving them millions of dollars are the ones that they should listen to. They need to listen to the poor people. They need to listen to the people of color of this country. They need to listen
to the political activists. I think they are doing that. But Glenn, go ahead and answer.
They're just right on for that. And you're welcome to come down to the Festival of Democracy, which is the other piece of this puzzle that we're putting together with R68, where we will be having teach-ins and trainings for community members to do a variety of things, from starting programs in their own communities to address domestic problems that would be free of charge, to also teaching people how to do inside strategies, like how to lobby their delegates on issues that are important to them. So education is really important to us. It seems that you're aware of what we're doing, but I hope you're also aware of the Festival of Democracy and you come down and join us.
I plan on being there. Thank you so much and keep up the good work.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Barbara. Couple lines open at 303-713-7600. Let me read some emails here from am760.net. And here's a woman who says, I'm enjoying your talking with Glenn. I'm a 60s gal and remember those days. In college, I protested the war and also remember 68, but I feel this day and age is just different. He should be in Minnesota, not Denver. He is making the Democratic Party look bad, not the Republicans. The Bush administration is criminal, and that's where this group should be. Glenn just is not seeing how grave it would be if McCain is elected, and he should stop being selfish and support Obama and change the Democratic Party from within. It's starting to happen now. And that's from Marcia.
Well, you know, Marcia, just to respond to that, too, times are different, but not that different. We still have an illegal war that the Democrats refuse to stop, the same as it was in 1968. And you're right. The Republicans are a criminal cabal, and the problem is when the time was right and we had the time span to do it, to impeach Bush, to impeach Cheney, or at least censor them, Barack Obama was very, very vocal about the fact that he would not support impeachment hearings.
Because you couldn't get it done. You and I went over that on the phone on Thursday. You can't get it. You know what?
If the Democrats wanted it, they could have gotten this done.
You can't get it past the Senate. You can't get it past the Senate because we do not have enough of a majority in the Senate, and the media, let me pick on the media here a second, which I do quite frequently. The media keeps misrepresenting this situation. They continuously keep misrepresenting it. Not only do the so-called quote-unquote journalists misrepresent it, okay, but even members of the Democratic Party misrepresent it, because what they say is, well, in 2006, we captured the Congress. Yeah, that's true in the House of Representatives. It's not true in the Senate. We don't have enough votes.
Well, you still
so do. Anything that goes there dies. It dies on the vine.
So it dies, but it dies in a moral death, if that's the avenue you want to take with it. Back during the Civil Rights Movement, there were a lot of times when you heard Democratic politicians say we don't have the votes to be able to do this, but there were other Democratic politicians who would come out and march with those folks marching for civil rights in the streets until those street protests created enough power and enough movement to sway the Senate and the Congress to take action. And I think that's what you need to do.
But once again, that's not. You're leaving out a huge part of history here, and the huge part of history you're leaving out is that at that day and age and at that time, the Democrats had control of the Congress. And it was an extreme act of bravery for Lyndon Johnson, a son of the South, well, if you want to consider Texas the South, to sign that civil rights legislation. And he made the remark that we're going to lose Democrats for years to come. And he turned out to be right. But I think the thing is that you got a better chance to achieve change. You got a better chance to make things happen if you empower at least the Democratic Party to at least be able to get control of both
I'm really
both houses of the, you know, of the legislature, of Congress, and then you can, you know, do whatever the hell you want to do.
I don't want to move too far back, but I'm really no fan of Lyndon Johnson, who was a war criminal, but the fact that Johnson...
Oh, but he did, but you have to admit, he did sign that.
He had the courage to sign that, and we don't have politicians who have the courage now to say, if we're going to lose Democrats, we're going to lose Democrats, but we're going to be moral about it. Now we have politicians who say, if we're going to lose Democrats, I'll change my opinion to make sure I keep my cushy job and make sure I get reelected, and that's been the problem with politics. Right now, we have nobody really who's willing to stand by their guns, with the exception of people like Dennis Kucinich or Cynthia McKinney and folks like that.
I don't see that to be true. What I see it to be true is I think there's a better way to skin a cat. Pardon the metaphor there.
Now you're going to have all the PETA callers.
Yeah, so I shouldn't have used that one. Okay. All right, so I should have come up with something else. Peel an apple or something, or peel an orange.
I'm just joking.
I think that there's better ways to get that done. All right, let's take some... And listen, I am 100% in favor, okay, of holding the administration responsible, impeaching Bush, impeaching Cheney, trying them all, because I think they should be. Okay, I'm 100% in support of that. I just know the way government works, I just know logistically it's not going to happen. Not now, but it might happen in the future. We might be able to go back in the future. This is one of the reasons why I object to the Telecommunications Act part of FISA.
Did you feel like you got 80% out of that one?
No, I felt like I got zero out of that one. But I can also point to some things where I think that I did get 85 to 70 and sometimes 100%. All right, let's go to Nigel in Aurora. Nigel, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay, how you doing today?
Just fine.
All right. For Mr. Speck, I understand his right to protest and free speech, but one thing I do not understand is, if he's not getting what he wants and he's not being able to speak where he wants, why isn't him and his people down at the Capitol right now protesting Mayor Hickenlooper trying to get what they need to do? Why?
Well, the ACLU has actually filed numerous lawsuits on our behalf, and we're dealing with it in the federal court.
But you're about protest. You're about protest. Let's put your money where your mouth is and go down there and protest Mayor Hickenlooper's office.
Where about
it? People stand down there every day. That's what I understand. I think it's just about the national attention that you want.
Absolutely not.
I don't agree with that. It's right.
Nigel, hang on. Let Glenn answer.
All right.
Nigel, we believe in a diversity of tactics. And what we mean by diversity of tactics are there are things like lobbying people. There's things about going to court and letting the courts decide. We don't always have to protest. And the ACLU is using the power of the people inside the courts. And if we don't receive satisfaction from the courts, you're right, we will be outside in front of the Capitol protesting Hickenlooper's administration, who's trying to strip the community members here of their civil rights. And we'll do that before the convention comes. So, yeah, we probably will be in front of the state capitol. But as protests develop, there's numerous steps that take place before we wind up in the streets. And that's the same with the Democrats. There were numerous steps that took place where we tried to work inside before we wind up in the street. And that's what we're doing now. We're going to try the courts first, and hopefully the courts will respect our civil liberties, and there'll be no need to protest. But if it comes to that, you can guarantee we will have protests before the convention comes. So I think you're kind of off base on this one, Nigel.
No, I think he's got a point. Why don't you... Well, Nigel, go ahead. I don't want to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, that's what I agree with, because your whole thing is about protest. Okay, you're all about protest. That's why you want to protest the National Convention. Now, also, the Civil Rights Movement started from the ground up, okay? They started from the grassroots. I have never heard of you before the National Convention. I've never heard of you making speeches at local churches, getting people involved. I've never heard of you speaking at, anything else, any kind of civil group. Until now, yeah, I haven't heard you speak at a union. I'm a union member. I have never heard you come to unions and speak.
We've actually been at a number of union protests. We support the unions very heavily, and I've been around in this community for over a decade. Jay could attest to some of the things if he wants to. I don't know.
Yeah, he has been, Nigel.
I've been involved in politics for probably the last 20 years.
He has been involved. But you know what? All right, I got to go to a break. But Nigel, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
No problem.
All right. But he is making a good point. I mean, why can't you take that, diversity of tactics? Why can't you take that same... I mean, if enough folks, for instance, here's an example. If enough folks had gotten energized, if enough people had gotten energized, okay, and decided, we don't like where the Democratic Party is, we're going to move it. Either way, okay? then you possibly could have had Kucinich as a presidential candidate. You just didn't have, there weren't enough people who decided to get into the system to try to achieve institutional change.
I think the media is what killed Kucinich and Cynthia McKinnon.
No, I don't think so at all. I disagree there.
Well,
I don't think they got fair coverage, but I don't think it killed it. I don't think it killed it. I mean, I think what killed it is there are not enough people inside the system to make it happen. All right, hang on.
Okay.
We'll come back.
Right.
Hey, 22 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, a progressive talk, Jay Marvin with Glenn Spagnuolo from Recreate 68. You can call him at 303-713-7600. And John has got traffic. John.
The accident on southbound I-25 at 84th was cleared about 10 to 15 minutes ago. Still going to be slow for you. Beginning at 120th, though, briefly clears up, and then more jams from I-70 to the stadium curve, and again from the Downing Street Bridge up to Evans. Lighter than normal conditions on the other major highways around town. Got a surface street crash eastbound Ken Collett Wadsworth, and an injury accident northbound Wadsworth at 108th. That one blocking one lane, only one lane getting through. Today's forecast, partly cloudy early, followed by scattered thunderstorms.
You've been putting off getting new eyeglasses long enough. Update your look now with new eyewear from EurOptics during their 25th anniversary sale. For a limited time, save 40% on over 15,000 stylish designer frames in stock when you purchase prescription lenses. Save 40% on designer frames, sport frames, traditional frames, trendy frames, kids frames, and more at any of the four EurOptics stores when you buy prescription lenses. In Cherry Creek North next to Fillmore Plaza. In Park Meadows Mall. At Holly and Orchard, 1/2 mile west of I-25. And at Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall.
Don't let car buying make you sad
just because your credit's bad.
There's a place that you can go
even when you got no dough.
Go to itsmycarnow.com.
Listen up. Need some wheels but got no cash and your credit's bad? This is not a problem at itsmycarnow.com. Auto loans is what we do, period. That means you could be driving today. What you waiting for? itsmycarnow.com. itsmycarnow.com.
Cubicles, temporary housing for the business world. Corporate America's way of saying close but no cigar, or door, or dignity. These open-air monuments to labor leave you exposed to all the workplace elements, and yet there you sit every day waiting to upgrade. Well, at Budget Rent-A-Car, we're in the upgrading business. To prove it, we're offering you the big boy upgrade. A single-class upgrade every time you rent a car. It's just one more way Budget is upgrading the entire rental car experience. We call it big boy service without the big boy prices. Too long a motto to hang in a cube, but a good way to make sure that all the services we offer, from e-receipt to fast break, get you on the road faster and happier. So if you want the big boy upgrade, stick a note on that half a wall you call a workstation and remind yourself to rent like a genius. Show off your business sense and you can get a single class upgrade every time you rent. Just go to budget.com/upgrade. Rent budget and rent like a genius.
Subject to availability. See website for full terms and conditions.
United at Pepsi Center. But you don't have to wait till August to show your true colors. It's time to get your gear on by visiting DenverDNCGear.com for the officially licensed apparel and merchandise of the Denver DNC. DenverDNCGear.com for official Denver DNC apparel, buttons, pins, and novelty items. DenverDNCGear.com. This convention will be a monumental moment in our nation's history, and you'll want the official gear to remember it all. DenverDNCGear.com for official merchandise of the Denver DNC Host Committee. Also available at Altitude Authentic Store in the Pepsi Center and other select locations throughout the city. DenverDNCGear.com. Get your gear on. DenverDNCGear.com.
86% of the American people think it's going to go to $5 a gallon. Many people think that our economy is starting to tank and we're in this recession because we cannot control energy costs. Want to stimulate the economy? Let's try something different.
Ed Schultz, mornings 10 to 1.
McCain is now saying Obama's economic policies are that of Jimmy Carter's.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
That's probably the most clever thing that McCain has said so far.
Don't even start working out to that song, Glenn. Come on.
Street fighting man.
8:26, 26 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Side chance thunderstorms, high today, 86. All right, do you want to take another call or do you want to finish your point?
Honestly, I forgot what the point was.
Okay, well, then we'll take another call. Let's go to Ken in Northland. Ken, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Jerry.
Hi.
Yeah, I've been listening to your show for a long time, and I think things get better and better, to tell you the truth.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, I just want to comment very, very briefly to Mr. Glenn there that I think the his approach of protesting, I think, is excellent simply because of the fact that, what do we have, barbed wire around a small free speech zone? I mean, what are the authorities afraid of, that free speech might spread, or what is this?
Well, we agree with you, you know, and what we really need is for folks like you to get involved. And I'm just going to throw a pitch out for Recreate 68 because I haven't yet, but you can always go to recreate68.org is our website. We have meetings that are public and open to anybody because what we're doing is above board and there's nothing secretive, unlike the city administration. So Thursdays, 6:30 at the Gypsy House Cafe on the corner of 13th and Marion. Anybody's welcome to come down. Everybody has an equal voice in our group, so come on down and get involved because we really do need to defend our rights to free speech, and we really do need to hold our government accountable. And it happens by ordinary people getting together and trying to make a change from the grassroots, and that's what we're trying to do.
I think one of the things they're scared of is they're scared of security. They're scared of something happening. They're paranoid in that regard, and I think that's part of their stance, but I think where they're wrong, and Glenn and I were talking about this off the air, I think where they're wrong, Ken, is that here we are sitting here in June, getting ready to go into July, and Glenn and the other groups that want to be there have no idea where they're supposed to go or what's supposed to happen because the administration, headed by Hickenlooper, won't give out any information. Glenn, am I right or wrong about this?
You're absolutely correct. And the only information that they've given out so far is information that they've been forced to give out because of the positive value of the ACLU's lawsuits that were filed. And they still haven't even completely given out where people are able to go, how they're going to even be able to get down the street to get to the free speech zone. And we consider that really irresponsible because even though Boston was a horrible security model, they had all of their security plans, though, public by the end of February. Here we are rolling into July, man, and we still don't even know where people are supposed to be and go.
And see, that's wrong.
That's just sickening, I think.
I mean, it's just wrong. And not only is it wrong, you know what it is? It's also bottling the ball. I mean, I don't understand why it is, and Glenn, you can correct me on this if I'm wrong, but I don't understand why it is that, look, whether we agree with you or not, whether we agree with all of your positions or not, and clearly there's a lot of people who do, but there are clearly a lot of people who don't. Why doesn't the city just sit down one-on-one with you and say, okay, here's our plans. We want you to be at X place. This is what we're going to do. This is what it's going to be. What's your feeling about it? And you would say, well, you know, that's not enough. And you go back and forth until you work it out. Why do we have to go through all of this litigation and all of this secrecy?
Well, it's unfortunate, but, you know, we didn't want to do this. And over a year and a half ago, the ACLU, the National Lawyers Guild, and members of Recreate 68 approached the city and said, let's start dialogue. Let's start communication. Let's see. We know that there's been lawsuits around every national convention. Let's see how many of those we could actually avoid by just having some conversations between each other and figuring a give and take and find a way that we could all coexist with security needs and for nonviolent protests to take place. They sat down for a couple of meetings with us and then stopped meeting and became this big wall of secrecy between our government and the people. And they forced us into having to file lawsuits because they wouldn't meet with us. The Department of Justice even tried to intercede as a third-party facilitator and asked the city to sit down and talk with these community members who want to exercise their rights. And they turned down the invitation from the Department of Justice. So this level of secrecy, you know, we started using the term the scare 'em and unprepare 'em tactic because what you see is a lot of talk about what weapons they're buying, fly some black helicopters over the city and do training programs on top of the Pepsi Center and on Colfax Avenue and not tell anybody what's happening because they hope that scares them from coming out to exercise their rights. And then at the very last second, tell them the security plan, and that's the unpreparing part. So these groups are unprepared to bring people in here and know what the logistics are for that to happen. So scare them from coming, and then if they do come, we're not going to tell you the security plan until the last minute, so you're unprepared. So that's why we call it the scare them and unprepare them tactic.
Yeah, I would agree. Okay, Ken, thanks, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I mean, had my druthers, I wish you wouldn't be there. Only because I don't want to see, I mean, to me, as I said before in the beginning of this, that the election is so crucial. It's so crucial. We're at such a crucial time here. We've been through all of this horrible, horrible last 8 years. I don't want anything to blemish our chances. But on the other hand, okay, to weigh that off, you do have a right to free speech, and no one can abridge that. Also, the city has a responsibility to spell out to you what the plans are so that you can deal with it. Right. And what I see going on here is that you're having to drag it out of them in court.
It's unfortunate.
Which is wrong. And also, by the way, when they go to court, it costs those of us who are taxpayers in this city.
That's why we wanted to avoid it. You know, they may not be fiscally responsible, and they may have millions of dollars, but that's our millions of dollars, you know, that's
exactly
this stuff. And we really wanted to do everything we possibly can to avoid going to court because of these situations. That's my tax dollars that they're using to try to silence our dissent. But, you know, we also feel that our freedom doesn't have a price tag on it, and we wanted to try to make sure our rights were adhered to just through conversation. But when the city refuses to do that, we're left with no other choice, and it's unfortunate. But we had to go to court, and that's the only way we're starting to receive some of the plans. And hopefully by the time all these lawsuits are done, we'll receive all of them with enough time for people to organize a nonviolent, peaceful protest.
I don't see, I don't understand why. I don't understand why you guys just can't. Why don't they sit down in a room with you? Why don't you sit down in a room with them?
Well,
they say, okay, here are our plans. You go, okay, well, listen, we object to this. Okay, well, then let's see if we can get something together here that we both can agree on instead of this air of secrecy.
You know, if your callers want to do anything, and like I said, if they disagree with our opinion, that's fine. But if you believe in the Constitution and the freedoms in America and you want to see those adhered to, call Hickenlooper's administration. Call Catherine Archuleta, from the senior advisor for Mayor Hickenlooper, and demand that they sit down with protest groups and do exactly what you said. Tell them to stop having to be so secret that we have to go to court and use tax dollars money to do that. Because we're willing to sit down. We're willing to find compromises. We're willing to find solutions that provide security and also respect freedoms and have a fair balance of that. But unfortunately, we can never get to that point because they won't meet with people. So, you know, regardless of what your opinion is politically, if you support the Constitution and you think that community dialogue is the way to solve things, get on the phone. Call Mayor Hickenlooper and tell him to sit down and meet with people.
Well, we're going to reach out to the mayor's office. I haven't had him on here in a long time. And I don't make any bones about it. I don't particularly like him. But we'll reach out and see if we can get him on and ask him just what the hell is going on. All right, stick around. 8:34, 34 minutes after the hour. More of your calls coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John Turk gets us to work.
Already seeing a gradual clearing of the freeways around Denver and Boulder. 225 still a little busy in both directions, beginning at Parker Road. That's always the case. And same deal, southbound I-25. Crawling for you in the north from 120th to 84th and from I-70 down to the stadium. A couple of crashes on Wadsworth on the south end at Ken Carl and to the extreme north at 108th, where only one lane is getting through there. Today's forecast, partly cloudy, breezy, with the possibility of an afternoon thunderstorm. Your high will be in the mid to upper 80s, currently 77 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Commuting to a bad job can cause road rage. This is followed by parking rage, then elevator rage, then cubicle rage, then cough.
J. Marvin for Icon LASIK. Tired of your glasses, but your eye shy? In other words, you don't want anybody to touch your eyes? Well, I was that way too until I ran into Dr. Anderson at Icon LASIK. Icon LASIK got the job done for me. They were thorough. They were careful. And most of all, I was shocked at how easy it was and how great I can see. Call them for your free consultation, 303-954-4321. Or check them out on the internet, icondenver.com.
Time, save 40% on over 15,000 stylish designer frames in stock when you purchase prescription lenses. Save 40% on designer frames, sport frames, traditional frames, trendy frames, kids frames, and more at any of the 4-year optic stores when you buy prescription lenses. In Cherry Creek North next to Fillmore Plaza, in Park Meadows Mall, at Holly and Orchard 1/2 mile west of I-25, and at Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall.
Denver, if you haven't already heard, listen up. If you're interested in saving a ton of money on surplus building materials, The Lumber Guy insists you visit him or go online to thelumberguy.com. The Lumber Guy will have special savings each month on items like interior trim, bifolds, interior doors, retaining wall blocks, pavers, and so much more. To find The Lumber Guy, go to Washington and 50th, east on 50th for half a block. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save. Call 303-979-8823. That's 303-979-8823.
Safety Canopy appreciates parents educating their teens about driving safely. However, we still lose over 5,000 kids per year. Major factors are inexperience, reckless driving, passengers, cell phones, text messaging, and not wearing seat belts. Please caution your kids, because even though it can't always be with them, our words can. This is from KD Canopy, specializing in instant setup canopies great for shelter from the sun and light showers, perfect for poolside, concession stands, and sporting events or fairs. For information, kdcanopy.com.
Thousands of people have doubled, tripled, even quadrupled their income, not by working harder and not by working longer hours, rather by working smarter, by working from home.
I make as much as $25,000 a month. You didn't have to have, you know, some special training or anything like that.
Your whole life can change.
Our first year in a business, we made $78,000.
I found this incredible opportunity. Last month, I made over $14,000.
We'll guide and mentor you to a lucrative opportunity where you can make money right from your own home. As with any independent business, there are no guarantees regarding income or success, and results will vary.
I started making an extra $5,000 a month, just very, very part-time.
I now make $5,000 a month, and it's simple, fun, almost magical.
Go to supernewjob.com and get started today. And respond now while this is still a free service. Go to supernewjob.com. That's supernewjob.com. Supernewjob.com.
Minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with Glenn Spagnuolo from Recreate 68. We're taking your phone calls. Slight chance thunderstorms today and a high of 86. And let's go to Nuri in Broomfield. Nuri, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hey, man. How are you?
Good. I'm I'm not a loyal Democrat, but I am a hardworking Democrat. I've spent thousands of hours working for different Democratic candidates over the years. And one of the reasons that I am working for Democrats is because they believe in free speech, whereas the candidate I'm working for now, his opponent proposed a bill in the state Senate that said that you can talk about homosexuality except in the context of disease in school classrooms. Well, I don't support that, and I don't think that Democrats, unlike the Republicans, see this as a threat. I mean, we shouldn't see it as a threat. I believe that the Democratic Party stands for seeing free speech and dissidents as a conversation, and for trying to include those people. And that's what makes this Democratic Party a stronger Democratic Party than the one that was in 1968.
Well, right now, I got to be honest with you, you couldn't be more off base. Where we have locally control of the Senate, the House, the mayor, the governor's office, and this has been the most restrictive administration we've worked with as far as providing rights at conventions.
Now, wait a minute. No, you're not talking about everybody. You're talking about the mayor.
Well,
the city of Denver.
We're talking about the city of Denver, but not one politician has stood up. There may have been an exception of one or two, but the majority of politicians sit silently as the U.S. Secret Service comes in here and clamps down the entire city. The administration, who's a Democratic administration here at the city, refuses to talk to protesters. There is no dialogue. And, you know, when Ed Perlmutter had his congressional hearing here on the security measures, I didn't hear any Democratic person on that committee say that they were going to respect free speech and say that the free speech cages that they're putting up won't be allowed here. They're all for it. The Democratic Party is all for what's going on here. And I think that that's wrong. And I want them to be the voice of the people because they used to be. And I'd like to see them make a public statement that says
But wait a minute, though. That's too much of a blanket statement, because there are those of us like myself who support your right to free speech, just not sure how to nail down the security part of it, realize the concerns on their side, but also realize the concerns on yours. I just don't happen to think, and I don't know what Nuri thinks about this, but I just don't happen to think that the administration of Hickenlooper is playing a fair game here.
I think that Hickenlooper is a little bit off track, and I also think that there are many in the Democratic Party who should go out there and protest alongside the protesters. We should get our voice heard, because what we're saying is that we deserve to have a speech not just on the internet. I don't think that's good enough. I don't think a free speech zone is good enough. I think the Democratic Party should be standing for speech on the street corners. I had a woman the other day who was working for MoveOn.org, a friend, and she was kicked out of King Soopers for gathering signatures for MoveOn.org. when they accepted the paid signature gatherers from out of state who come in and get, you know, are getting those signatures for the personhood amendment that's making fetuses into people. And I think that the Democratic Party needs to stand up right now, and I think we are. I think that there are many in the Democratic Party who are standing up and saying, this is what we're about. One of the things that makes America a great country is the Boston Tea Party, the Boston Coffee Party, times when people took to the streets and said, this is what we're about. And that's why Democrats are winning now.
Well, I think the base of the Democratic Party says that. I don't think that the politicians are. I think Jay and you and other people who are in the Democratic Party as participants, as delegates and stuff, do agree with what we're doing. I think that it's the national that doesn't. And I think that, you know, we've opened this up. If Barack Obama wants to come out and lead this anti-war march and have time to speak, we'll make that happen. I mean, we'll make that occur. But I don't think it's going to. And it's not just the local, because when Howard Dean and Nancy Pelosi came here to have their press conference at the Pepsi Center, I went there to hear them talk. And I had the Democratic Host Committee security escort me out of the facility without even allowing me to say a word. I didn't want to talk during the press conference. I just wanted to listen as a citizen to hear what they were going to say about the greening of the convention, because a lot of us are environmentalists, and we were excited about that, and I wanted to hear it. And instead, when I walked in, they identified me and said, do you work with Recreate 68? I said, yes, I did, and then I was escorted out of the facility.
Why didn't you sue them for that?
Well, because they claim that it was a private press conference on private property, and they have the right to reserve who comes in and out of their private facility.
Well, see, that's not, you know what, I can't agree with that. That's not right. And, all right, Nuri, thanks, man.
Wait, one more thing, Jay.
Sure.
That's exactly what the protesters are. I have a GOP Grand Oil Party bumper sticker on my car, and one of my Republican friends said, that's not going to win a lot of Republicans, but that's not what I'm here for. I'm here to keep the Democrats honest. And that's what R68 is going to do. And I don't think that's going to be hurtful for the Democratic Party. I think that's going to make us stronger.
Hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
All right, Nuri. Thanks, man.
Okay, thanks.
I just don't know. I'm up in the air about it.
I'm feeling pretty confident. I think I'm confident with what we're doing. I think that the group is confident with what we're doing. I think we're going to put forward a really positive message. I think the Festival of Democracy is going to be amazing. I mean, even if you don't like politics,
I don't. You know, that part of it doesn't bother me. The part of it that bothers me is that I just have this fundamental feeling, and I guess you and I'll just have to disagree about it. But I just have this fundamental feeling that you're like protesting at the wrong party. It's like you should be after those who have made it impossible for anything or any kind of change to happen over the last 8 years. They've dropped their responsibility, and then on top of that, not only that, but they're huge obstructionists. I mean, if you're going to go to somebody's office or somebody's, you know, to the party, I mean, you go to the people who are causing the trouble.
Well, I think that the Democrats have laid down, and I know we disagree on this, but
yeah, we do.
I look at the people who are making it difficult, and the people I'm looking at is our government, and I don't put an R or a D next to their name. And I think that we have to be at both conventions. We have to be at both parties and start realizing that they don't represent the will of the people.
But you have to play the hand. You know, I understand what you're saying, but I also, and I wrestle with this, but you got to play the hand that's dealt you. And right now, because things are so critical, the hand that's dealt us is the fact that we either got a choice here, and the choice is either we band together and get rid of the GOP and get them out, or we cannibalize ourselves. I mean, it's like, I don't want Bob Schaefer to be the United States Senator, do you?
No, but what is the last Democratic president done? He gave us NAFTA, he gave us globalization.
Well, I didn't agree. I didn't agree with Bill Clinton, though. I mean, I didn't support those things, and you left out the most damaging thing for people like me. He signed the telecom bill.
Yeah, I mean, there were a lot of things that they did. So to us, we haven't seen much difference between the two parties.
Well, hang on a second. I mean, you got to wait. We got to get into power and see what happens. And then if we get into power and those changes don't come about, hey, I'll get on this radio station. I'll admit to you up front. Didn't happen.
I don't have a radio station. So
have you come on?
You can't have every citizen come on, and we're trying to.
I'll have you come on, and I'll say to you, I'll apologize directly to you, and I'll apologize to anybody who's listening, and say, hey, it didn't work. They didn't do what we want, and you know, listen, there are times that I'm just like hungry for some kind of third party movement.
Well, we got, you know, as long as we keep saying it's not possible, we have to deal with the Democrats. You're right.
I think this time
it won't be possible.
No, I think this time around we have to. I think this time around we have to.
We've heard
I think this time
election.
We have to. But it's not. You know,
well,
I know you've heard. I know
elections. Anybody but Bush.
But I know you've heard that. But you know what? Who did we end up with?
No. Look at how well it's done. Anybody but Bush. So let's get behind the Democrats. And they lose because they're really good at, you know, snatching a loss from the jaws of victory.
But that's not going to happen this time.
Well, you know.
Because we had a bad candidate last time, did not necessarily mean, and I don't mean in a slight towards John Kerry, but he ran a bad campaign. But it doesn't mean that we're going to have a bad campaign this time. We've got capable, bright, smart people running.
You have a really good chance of winning. So we're going to put pressure on the person who's most likely to be in the White House to address some of these issues. I'm not going to put pressure on the losers. You know, I do think the Republicans are going to lose this election. We're going to be there. Like I said, we're going to protest them, too. But I'm going to protest the person who's going to be in power, who may have a chance of making some change. You know, but in essence, there's more than two candidates, and we support an African-American president. We support a female president, and you got both in Cynthia McKinney, but nobody's talking about her or giving her any airtime, you know. So,
well, she's never asked for any.
Well, I'm not referring to you in particular. I'm talking about national, too. But in general, though, there's a lot of voices out there, and as long as we keep saying things are impossible, and we've been told to say this,
but I'm not saying things are impossible. What I am saying is to view things through realistic lens. All right, let's take some more calls. Here's Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, that's a perfect segue, Jay.
Thanks.
I mean, you both are basically right. I mean, in one sense, you can't expect and put Barack Obama in the position to completely, you know, say all kinds of things that are not going to be palatable to the American general public. When you go into a general election, you have to appeal yourself have to appeal to the widest amount of people. This is what we have to do. Barack Obama's so smart, he knows that. That's why he's going to win, is he knows he's not going to make the same mistakes as Democrats have in the past. He's going to get as many people into the tent as possible. Now, once he's in, and once we have a real majority in the Senate and the Congress, then you can hold him responsible, and we can do everything in our power to make our voices heard. But you cannot hold him responsible for that.
Yep.
Now, the people in the state government, local government, the Congress and Senate, you're completely right. They have all dropped the ball.
No, not all of them.
Not representing
them. Not all of them. I can name you some that haven't. Morgan Carroll is the first one that comes to mind. Joe Rice is another one.
But in addition, I mean,
we're always going to have, look at how many people voted against the FISA bill. There's 127 Congress people in the Democratic Congress that said no. We do have good people, but they're not the ones who are in power, and they're not the ones who are in charge right now.
Yeah.
I mean, Glenn is right. The sheer fact that we're having a debate about free speech zones is completely pitiful.
Hang on. Let Glenn respond.
But, you know, I do think we could hold Barack accountable right now. I don't believe this, like, I'm going to appeal to, you know, Republican voters and then watch. I got this secret plan that I'm going to be this really radical liberal once I'm elected and I could let the nation know who I truly am. I mean, come on, that's ridiculous. Not to mention that he's already moved to the center. Right after he got his nomination, the very next day, he talked to a pro-Israeli lobbyist group, changed his position on Palestine, and said that he was going to support Israel. Funding should continue to go there. Funding should continue to help, and they would defend them against any attack against Israel, and they're illegally occupying.
But I think
Glenn is completely missing the point. The point is you have to work from within the system. He's not in the system right now. He's not in charge. Once he's in charge, then he can do anything that we feel needs to be done as the American people. He can listen to us. Why do you think he's raised so much money? He has completely wiped out big money and big influence and campaign.
All right, Mark. Thanks, man. I got to move on.
His campaign.
Thanks.
Thanks.
See, you and I could discuss that whole AIPAC thing, too. I mean, I disagree with your logic there also.
Well, I don't support Israel and the illegal occupation.
Well, I don't either. And I'm Jewish, and I don't either. But I don't think the way to do it is to totally alienate the Israelis or people who strongly support Israel. I think the way to do it is to sit down in a rational manner, which this administration hasn't done, and get the two parties together and go, okay, you know what, Israel, you have to recognize that there's a two-state solution here. And if you don't recognize that there's a two-state solution, then we're going to have trouble.
But unfortunately, that's not what Barack did. And what he did do was alienate the Palestinians. And we can't continue to do that. Every administration has continued to alienate the Palestinians.
But you don't alienate the Palestinians. You know what? You alienate the Palestinians by action, not by words. All right, hang on. 8:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John Turk.
Really a light and fairly easy commute going on this morning. Our only major accident on the freeways was earlier, southbound 25 at 84th. Still seeing small delays there, as well as downtown after Park Avenue. C-470 still going to be busy for you from Kipling to Wadsworth, as is 225 in Aurora as you head south from Yosemite to the interchange. One crash to avoid northbound Wadsworth at 108th. Today's forecast: partly cloudy, breezy, possibility of afternoon thunderstorms. Your high will be in the mid to upper 80s, currently 77 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
What a long commute. It'd be great if you could snap your fingers and be at work. But what if you could snap your fingers and be at a job you really loved?
Don't let car buying make you sad just because your credit's bad. There's a place that you can go even when you got no dough. Go to itsmycarnow.com. Listen up. Need some wheels but got no cash and your credit's bad? This is not a problem at itsmycarnow.com. Auto loans is what we do, period. That means you could be driving today. What you waiting for? ItsMyCarNow.com. ItsMyCarNow.com.
Call Lumber Liquidators now for your free color catalog. 1-800-600-4002. That's 1-800-600-4002.
Congratulations to Beth and Jason from Minneapolis. They met on PerfectMatch.com and just got married.
I heard about PerfectMatch.com on a TV show and was curious, so I completed a free compatibility profile.
Yeah, the minute I read it, I knew she was the one.
I was skeptical about finding love online. Anyway, I finally agreed to meet him for lunch.
And now she's stuck with me.
Beth and Jason found love on PerfectMatch.com, and you can too, for free. We're different than other dating sites because only we offer the Duet Total Compatibility System. This proven approach takes into account the whole you, your personality, values, lifestyle, and more to create highly compatible matches. Find out who's right for you. Complete a free compatibility profile now at PerfectMatch.com.
Our whole lives we lived in the same city.
And we never would have met, well, if it weren't for PerfectMatch.com.
And her love for reality TV.
Yeah, that's that.
Discover the perfect match difference. Complete your free compatibility profile and find out how to get 2 months free. Go to PerfectMatch.com. PerfectMatch.com.
8:53, 53 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Talking about a perfect match if you're looking for an automobile. No better place to go than the most unique car store in North America. That's Rocky's Autos. And now they've got a brand new program. They'll show you the book. That's right. They'll show you the book, the blue book on the car before you buy it. And that's a pretty amazing thing. Plus, on top of that, they've got their matching down incentive, and they want to see your trade-in. So many dealers say, oh, bring your trade-in in. And then what they do is they end up like not giving you anything for it, or they just don't want to see it, or they do what they call kicking your trade-in. But that's not going to happen at Rocky's Autos. And Rocky's has got all kinds, and I'm talking about all kinds of vehicles. So if you want high gas mileage, whatever it is you're looking for, I can't describe all of the vehicles that are there. See my man Spanky Herrera, see Freddie Labrato, see Gerard Menard, see any of the gang at Rocky's Autos. They'll definitely take care of you. They're open tonight until 9. That's Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. And they've been around since 1982, which ought to tell you something. Rocky's Autos, you can't miss them right there at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
What if I said you could lower your cholesterol and support your energy levels simply by taking a multivitamin? Yeah, you'd be skeptical, right? We know it sounds too good to be true, so that's why we want to prove it to you with a free bottle of all-new Phytox Cardio. Phytox Cardio is a unique, revolutionary breakthrough because it contains the proven power of plant sterols. Plant sterols are clinically researched to lower your cholesterol naturally. Say goodbye to old-fashioned multivitamins without clinical science and say hello to Phytox Cardio from Purity Products. Find out how to get your free bottle today. Call 1-800-500-1093. Lower your cholesterol and support your energy. Yes, sure, you're skeptical. So discover it for yourself with a free, yes, a free bottle of Phytox Cardio. Try it before you buy it. You'll also receive a free bottle of Purity's famous pharmaceutical-grade fish oil, a $20 value, limit one per household. Call now, 1-800-500-1093. That's 1-800-500-1093.
Hey, 56. 56 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Closing moments here with Glenn Spagnuolo from Recreate 68. All right, so if you have like a couple of minutes here to sum all this up, and by the way, we'll reach out to the city, and we'll see if we can get the mayor on and ask him what the problem is here about why they can't lay down some concrete plans for you. But if you had to sum all this up, what would you say?
If I had to sum it all up, I would say that this is just another attempt to use another avenue to affect political change. And there's many different ways of doing it, and this happens to be one of them. We encourage people to get involved. This is going to be a peaceful, nonviolent event. And like we said, I mean, I'm going to give another plug out for that Festival of Democracy piece, because I think that's just as important, if not more, than the protest that's going to be taking place every day. Even if you don't like politics, some of the bands that we've got coming in, you're going to get one of the best free music festivals you've had in the city for a while. But really, it's up to the people to make the change. Democracy doesn't happen once every 4 years. It happens every day of our lives, and we need to take control of our communities and stop just relying on these professional politicians and hoping that they're going to do the right thing. We have to take control of our community. We have to take control of our government. And one of the ways to do that doesn't just happen at the, platform stage or voting. It happens in the streets. It happens creating your own institutions within your cities, like Food Not Bombs, who serves food to the homeless every week, like some of the other programs, like the People's Law Project that we're starting to help poor people know their rights and understand how to deal with police confrontations in a positive way. There's a bunch of different programs like free health clinics that we're starting. So it's more than just a protest movement. This is starting a progressive movement that's going to make the Democrats have to stand up and take notice and stop pandering.
The only thing I could say is I think you and I agree on a lot of things. We just don't agree on tactics. But anyway, give your website a plug.
Sure. Website's at www.recreate68.org. Meetings every Thursday night at 6:30 at the Gypsy House Cafe at 13th and Marion. Come down and get involved.
All right, Glenn. Thanks for coming and spending time with us.
Hey, thanks for giving us so much time, Jay. I really appreciate it. Keep up the good work, man.
Well, I'm trying. All right. Coming up next, Christopher Trumbo, the son of Dalton Trumbo, and the brand new movie that's coming out about Dalton Trumbo, who is from Colorado. And we'll talk about that next.
The CBS World News Roundup.
I'm Charles Grodin.
Today on Face the Nation,
special CBS News presentation.
The latest CBS podcasts are available on AM760.net. Stay informed with AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Do you have an ugly credit card situation? Getting hassled by creditors calling?
Last year, it really stressed me out. I was getting a lot of phone calls.
We felt guilty about the situation that we were in. And the minute that we got behind, the hassles and the calls started.
Debt Consultants of America can help you eliminate 30 to 60% of your credit card debt. Stop the late fees from piling up and negotiate directly with your creditors so you can get back to enjoying life.
If it wasn't for DCA, I might never have gotten out of debt.
It's been the best decision of my life. They settled my biggest account for 33 cents on the dollar. I was in debt with one creditor for $15,000. They managed to get it down to a settlement of $3,000.
If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free, no-obligation consultation.
Reduce your debt and get more cash in your pocket.
Call 800-798-4938. That's 800-798-4938. Call 800-798-4938. That's 800-798-4938. Again, 800-798-4938.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Jim Taylor. Oil. We're going to get a little bit more from the Saudis.
They're increasing production by about 200,000 barrels a day. And world demand is about 87 million barrels a day. So it was really just a token move.
Tom Clozo, Oil Price Information Service, live at the White House. CBS's Peter Mayer.
Well, the administration calls the oil price surge a national predicament now. Press Secretary Dana Perino says the administration welcomes any increase in output by the Saudis or other oil producers, adding that supply and demand rule the markets. But the U.S. had hoped for a larger Saudi production boost. As the House opens hearings on the impact of market speculation at this hour, the White House says speculators can cause turbulence, but it believes they're not a major factor driving prices. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Price of crude zipping past $136 a barrel today. He was a very funny man, full of social observation.
Think of how stupid the average person is, and then realize half of them are stupider than that.
Counterculture comedian George Carlin died last night, hours after checking into a Santa Monica hospital with chest pains. He was 71. Supreme Court turning down a plea to rein in the Bush administration, waiving laws and regulations along the U.S.-Mexican border. We're live with CBS's Barry Bagnato in Washington.
Jim, Congress has given Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff broad powers to build 670 miles of fence along the border by year's end, and he has issued waivers to keep more than 30 laws from interfering. The Supreme Court won't stand in his way, rejecting an appeal from environmental groups. Defenders of Wildlife lawyer Brian Segee says it's not just that the environment is threatened.
It's one unelected cabinet-level official that's allowed to pick and choose which laws apply.
Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Cresting in Missouri, the Mississippi River. CBS's Cammie McCormick is there.
The river is cresting in some Missouri towns, but for others, the wait continues. And in hard-hit Winfield, just north of St. Louis, they could see the river rise another half a foot before its crest Wednesday. The other concern is that the waters won't be receding for several days, possibly even weeks. That has officials worried about the strain these levees have been under for so long and whether they might give way.
It's going to be a one-man election in Zimbabwe now. The challenger to Robert Mugabe's iron-fisted rule dropping out of this Friday's vote.
We in the MDC have resolved that we will no longer participate in this violent, illegitimate sham of an election process.
After a police raid on his party's headquarters, Morgan Tsvangirai is now taking refuge in the Dutch embassy there. Not happening this year, a turnaround in the housing crisis. Not next year either, except in some parts of the country.
In the Northeast, where you have not seen the amount of overbuilding you've seen in other parts of the country, it's very possible we could begin to see signs of a modest recovery in 2009.
Nicholas Retsinas, the director of the Joint Center for Housing Studies at Harvard University, says many other areas of the country may have to wait till 2010 to turn it around. The Dow, right now, is up 4 points. This is CBS News.
Cubicles, temporary housing for the business world. Corporate America's way of saying close but no cigar, or door, or dignity. These open-air monuments to labor leave you exposed to all the workplace elements, and yet there you sit every day waiting to upgrade. Well, at Budget Rent-A-Car, we're in the upgrading business. To prove it, we're offering you the big boy upgrade. A single-class upgrade every time you rent a car. It's just one more way Budget is upgrading the entire rental car experience. We call it big boy service without the big boy prices. Too long a motto to hang in a cube, but a good way to make sure that all the services we offer, from e-receipt to fast break, get you on the road faster and happier. So if you want the big boy upgrade, stick a note on that half a wall you call a workstation and remind yourself to rent like a genius. Show off your business sense and you can get a single class upgrade every time you rent. Just go to budget.com/upgrade. Rent budget and rent like a genius.
Subject to availability. See website for full terms and conditions.
Good morning. I'm Karen Trinidad with an AM 760 local news update. Denver police are trying to figure out what started a fight in Lodo that ended with police killing one man and critically injuring another. Officers heard a fight and gunshots near 18th and Market Sunday morning. They found one man who they say pointed a shotgun at officers. They fired back, killing the man. Investigators say another man then picked up the gun and police fired at him. Lieutenant Ron Saunier says the shooting doesn't mean Denver is becoming more dangerous.
The perception of it is going to be that, you know, crime is coming up, but overall crime is down in Denver.
Four other people were hit by gunfire but are expected to be okay. A former principal of Manual High School has been murdered in her home in St. Louis, Missouri. Her husband is now under arrest. 57-year-old Marcia Gentry Pointer was a principal when Manual was divided into three schools within a school. She retired from Denver Public Schools 2 years ago. Former megachurch pastor Ted Haggard is back in Colorado Springs. Reporter Joe Chiaro has the story.
The former leader of New Life Church moved back to Colorado Springs 2 weeks ago. Haggard was forced out of his job in 2006 after being caught in a sex scandal involving a former male prostitute. He and his wife, Gail, are living at their $700,000 home in North Colorado Springs, which sits behind a gated entrance on 5 acres just 2 miles from the church he originally founded in his basement.
Haggard's severance deal with New Life Church, which expired at the end of last year, required Haggard to leave Colorado Springs. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Karen Trinidad. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And a lot of the highways cleared up nicely around town. Still a little bit slow southbound I-25 from 38 through Spear, and a little backed up southbound 225 approaching Yosemite down towards the Denver Tech Center merge. Ending things with a late crash here westbound Highway 36 right in between McCaslin and the Davidson Mesa. Have an accident that's pretty much in the middle of the highway. Traffic's getting by on the far left and the far...
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1359. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1359. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1359. 1-800-557-1359.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
What if I said you could erase your wrinkles, tighten your skin, and make frown lines disappear from view, all without surgery or injections? With all the creams you've tried, you're probably skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a free trial of a scientific breakthrough called Hydroxytone. Shed years from your appearance faster than you ever thought possible.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looked so young.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, what, 10 years at least?
Request your risk-free trial of this proven breakthrough today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in the VIP gift bags at the Sundance Film Festival.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Call now for your free trial of Hydroxytone. For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-656-1075. But hurry. When this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-656-1075. 1-800-656-1075.
I'm as torn as a lot of you. And I keep trying to institute this rule of, like, get 75 or 80 because you're never going to get 100. But I get just as frustrated as everybody else over what goes on. And maybe we are stuck in a system where we pick the lesser of two evils. And I can't decide whether, if we all banded together and pushed hard enough, that we could move the Democratic Party, or whether we need to put a third party together. But I will tell you this. Even if you don't like Barack Obama, even if you don't think Barack Obama is the real thing, even if you disagree with the things that Barack Obama has done, let me tell you something that Barack Obama has done, which is going to change all of our lives, and it's going to change all of our lives forever. And the establishments of both parties are scared to death of this. But they don't have any choice because we've already crossed the river. And that is that one man who seeks the presidency, who is considered to be an underdog, goes out and outraises the Democratic machinery and outraises the Republican machinery. And he does it through people like you and me who give what we can through the internet. We're going to show up in such outstanding numbers that we're going to push the fat cats out of the situation. We're going to get rid of them. Because we demonstrated, and we have demonstrated in this election cycle, that when we flex our muscles, people feel it. And I think it opens the door for more candidates to come through who may have a little bit of seed money to get started, and then, through the internet, can become extremely competitive. And that not only bodes for federal office, but it also bodes for state and local The exact same thing. And one of the great things that Barack Obama did on his website was he had these meetups. Now I manage social, so I didn't go to many of them. But you could meet other people in your neighborhood and other people in your city who had the same viewpoints and the same feelings about this candidate that you did. That's empowering people. That's getting people together. And the other thing I'm scared of is, with the Recreate 68, and I'm scared of all of this, is I just don't want anything, in any way, shape, or form, to blemish our chances. And I also can't decide, and this is death for a talk show host, but I'm going to say it anyway, I can't decide whether you work inside or from the outside. And I kind of think that the best way to do it is to work from the inside. Now, as I said in the 6 o'clock hour, I was as let down by the FISA vote as anybody. And I still love Ed Perlmutter. I still like him a lot. But I just don't agree with him. I still like Mark Udall. I still think he's the best choice for Senate in this state. But I don't agree with him on the FISA vote. And I'm hoping in the future that if we have a democratically controlled Congress and a Democrat in the White House, that they'll turn back around and that they'll strip out the immunity part of this. Barack Obama has already said he will fight to keep the immunity part out, to strip it out of FISA. Yes, the Fourth Amendment rights part bothers me tremendously. That's why I'm a card-carrying member of the ACLU of Colorado, and I suggest that you become a card-carrying member of the ACLU of Colorado. But the immunity part bothers me even more because we give corporations rights that we don't give individuals. As Glenn Spagnuolo just said to me, and I agreed with him. I mean, you and I commit a wrong, nobody's going to give us any kind of retroactive immunity. We're going to go to jail. You break the law, you go to jail. It's as simple as that. And that's my big picture pitch on immigration, too. Illegal immigration. And we'll get more into that. But right now, it's really a big honor to have on a guy who is the son of a hero of mine and is the writer of the new movie, Trumbo, which will be released by Samuel Golden Films on June the 27th. It will open in New York and Los Angeles, and then will eventually work its way here. And I got to tell you something. If you don't know anything about the McCarthy era, if you don't know the damage that was done and the courageousness of Dalton Trumbo, then you really need to look into this. Let's say hello to Chris Trumbo, Dalton Trumbo's son. And Christopher, it's really good to have you on the air.
Well, I'm glad to be here, Jay.
I mean, I just, you know, we worked on this for a long, long time, and I got an advanced copy of the movie, and I saw it, and you're just riveted to the screen from the beginning to the end of it.
Yeah, well, I happen to like the documentary. It was just really good.
I mean, it was great. Now, is this adopted from a play that you wrote?
Yeah, I wrote a play. Actually, it was, this is based upon that. The play actually played in Denver for about 6 weeks at the Curious Theater. And then it also played, the Curious Theater takes plays around other places like Grand Junction and Crested Butte. And so Johnny the play actually got a nice Colorado venue.
Now, you're a writer in your own right, correct?
Yeah.
And did you get that from your father?
Oh, I don't know. I think I got it from desperation. I was about 27 years old and had no idea why I was doing what I ought to be doing. And so I became a writer.
And you just all of a sudden started? I mean, how did you get started? I mean, what did you start with?
Well, I started actually on my own and was getting absolutely no place. And then I hooked up with an old friend of mine and the two of us got no place for a while, and then we started selling things about 1967. You know, first television, then a couple of movies.
And so you've been at it ever since?
More or less. I always did it just to, you know, to pay the bills, in a sense. So when I'm, when I don't feel like working and the bills are paid, I don't work.
Well, listen, there are a lot of us who can identify with that.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, how old were you when you found out who your father was and what had happened to him, or were you old enough to know at the time that your world and his world and these other, well, there were thousands of people, their worlds caved in because of Joe McCarthy and because of the Blacklist era?
Well, I suppose when it really hit was when my father went to jail in 1950, and I was 10 years old at that time. But until then, more or less, we hadn't been affected as a family. And then after he was released from prison, we went to Mexico. So it was approximately that time that things changed dramatically for us.
And how did you take that at 10 years of age?
Well, actually, just part, you know, at 10, it just happens to be part of your life.
I mean, did you have friends who said, oh, you know, your father's a commie? I mean, did you have any of that, or were you pretty well sheltered away from that?
Well, we lived in a mountain community in California, about 90 miles from Los Angeles. And, our nearest neighbor was over 2 miles away. And we actually went to school in a different county. But it was 14 miles to get to the school bus. And then it was a school that had, two classes in a room, like first and second together, third and fourth. So we were actually kind of isolated. And I'm sure the experience would have been different had we been living in a big city. But given the vagaries of American life while my father was in prison, the American Legion gave my older sister a citizenship award. So there's really no explaining that.
The whole time, though, was so dark, so unbelievably repressive. And your father just stood up to that. I mean, he said no. You know, I'm not going to inform on my friends. I'm not going to incriminate myself. And he had no qualms at all, it seems, to take on the federal apparatus, none whatsoever.
No, that was one of the extraordinary things, is that he decided, probably around 1953, that he was going to break the blacklist. He had no idea how, but that was, in a sense, became his goal. And eventually, through a series of actions and a little bit of luck here and there, it was actually accomplished without compromise and without cooperating with the government or anybody else.
Did you ever go for want during your childhood?
Excuse me?
Did you ever go for want? I mean, when your father was in the middle of all of that and in those desperate years, his income must have been just negligent.
The income actually, of course it disappeared when he was in jail, but he was a magnificent borrower. And as a consequence, he was also always in debt. So in one way or another, we actually never wanted for anything. In other words, it was through his ability to persuade other people to give him money that we managed to avoid that.
9:20, 20 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 of Progressive Talk. Christopher Trumbo, who is a writer in his own right, and the new movie is Trumbo, which should reach us probably in a month or two. And I urge everybody to go see this. because it's an absolute education not only about Donald Trump, who I believe is an American hero, but also an education about a terrible time here called the blacklist and what happens if you don't stand up for your First Amendment rights. Were you close to your father, Christopher?
Yeah, I'd say so. Actually, he didn't have ultimate identification with kids when we were small. But he always figured that when we became teenagers, that we became much more interesting. So as time went by, we became closer.
When did it first hit you that you had to write something about him?
Well, I wrote the play because my wife was involved with the committee that was raising money for Jenny Holzer's installation at the University of Southern California. And she was wondering if I could write something dramatic so that she could get a lot of people into a theater rather than soliciting people one at a time. So I agreed to that, and immediately the problem started presenting themselves, like you need a star, essentially, to bring people into a theater. And other actors also. So I couldn't really ask people to memorize the whole script, you know, for a one-night performance, which led me to doing it as letters. And then I narrowed down letters to a period between 1947 and 1960, which was the period of the official blacklist, and then I strung it all together, and what I wanted to do was really tell the story of one man and one family from the beginning to the end, and personalize what it can be a rather dry kind of history and bring it alive.
Flores, now, you know, I've read additional dialogue. There's nothing about your father's letters that I would characterize as being dry. What about the idea of the movie? When did this happen?
The movie was the idea of Peter Askin, who had directed the play on Broadway. I mean, in New York, excuse me. And Peter had decided he wanted to do a documentary, and so I helped him with get the various materials together, and he went off and did it.
Do you ever hear from any of the children of any of the other Hollywood 10? Or Hollywood 9, I should say.
Yeah, I know there aren't that many left, but...
Right.
There were never that many in the first place. But I'm in touch with Reg Lardner's children, for instance.
Wow. Just an amazing story. See, I think we should have a statue here in Colorado dedicated to your father.
Well, actually, you've got one in Grand Junction.
There is one in Grand Junction?
There is one in Grand Junction, which they in front of the Avalon Theater. And they chose the subject, and it's him in a bathtub.
Which is a famous photo.
Right. They had a sculpture made of that, and it's right there on Main Street.
Oh, now I got to go to Grand Junction to see it, because I've been through Grand Junction a million times, and I never had any idea that it's here. Well, you know what? I hope you realize that you're doing not only are you telling your father's story, but you're also doing a tremendous service to people who don't know anything about the blacklist, have no idea about it. And should really learn about it, and should learn about it firsthand. And I just, from the time I saw the clipping in the New York Times, I just couldn't get over it. I mean, I just couldn't wait to get a chance to see it.
Yeah, well, I thought that, you know, in some ways, when I first did the play in 1997, the reaction was, you know, we need this kind of thing right now. And Clinton was president at the time. And so as time went by, the play became more and more meaningful to people. And we need to remember the past, because if we don't, you know, we just keep on repeating it.
Yeah, I agree. No question. I got to ask you one more question here, because I know your time's valuable, but I got to ask you one more question. What do you think your father would say about what's going on today?
I actually don't know what he'd say. Probably, you know, he'd probably be writing, you know, writing about it. I think he would find it appalling. I think he would see it as actually, you know, what goes on as an extension of the kind of thinking that brought about the blacklist in the first place.
Okay, I got one other request. If you say no, I understand. But I've got a first edition copy of Johnny Got His Gun. I believe I have a first edition copy of Additional Dialogue. If I send those to you, will you sign them?
Yeah, sure.
Really?
Why not? I don't make books any better or worse for you, but yeah, I'd be happy to.
Well, it's just kind of, you know what it is? It's kind of like touching a part of him, you know, and I just got to say, I mean, he's just one of my all-time favorite people. Thank you for coming on the show. I really, really, really appreciate this. And hang on a second, and we'll get some information from you. And I just urge everybody to go see this documentary. It is just fantastic. Christopher, thank you so much.
Thank you, James.
All right. Hang on a second, and my producer will get info from you. All right. It's 9:27, 27 minutes after 9. John Turk with traffic.
Got a late accident on the Boulder Turnpike. That's Boulder bound in between McCaslin and Davidson Mesa. This creating some delays back to Cherryvale Road. Stop and go, single digit speeds. They should get this cleared up and out of your way here, though shortly. It did happen about a half hour ago. Back in Denver, highway's pretty much clear. Got speeds at or above the posted limits on most of the major highways. One crash out there, eastbound Quincy at Wadsworth in Littleton. Today's forecast, partly cloudy early, followed by scattered...
Sustainable living, going green, whatever you want to call it, it's something we're all concerned about. Are you a business owner or manager who runs your business on sustainable practices? If so, we want you to be a part of our Sustainable Living Online Expo, or what we call SLOW. We'll have audio presentations from experts in sustainable living, forums for visitors to interact and discuss how they're making a difference, and we'll have businesses like you. If you're interested in AM760's SLOW, then give us a call at 303-713-8595. That's 303-713-8595.
Don't let car buying make you sad
just because your credit's bad.
There's a place that you can go
even when you got no dough.
Go to itsmycarnow.com.
Listen up. Need some wheels but got no cash and your credit's bad? This is not a problem at itsmycarnow.com. Auto loans is what we do, period. That means you could be driving today. What you waiting for? itsmycarnow.com. itsmycarnow.com.
Deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Yeah, but what about the discount, Jim?
And our sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Aha! Finally!
Just call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you about the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-500-8114 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-500-8114. 1-800-500-8114.
9:29 minutes after the hour here on AM760 Progressive Talk. And Rocky's Auto is the most unique car store in all of North America. First of all, they will show you the book on the car that you want to buy before you buy it. Second of all, they have their matching down incentive. And third, they want to see your trade-in. And the selection they've got is huge. You really got to get out there and see it. I mean, I could name names and describe the selection, and I have time and time again. But I went out there last Friday, and I looked around, and I suddenly realized that no matter what I say, I can't really do it justice. I mean, you really have to go look for yourself. And great people working out there like Spanky Herrera and Uncle Fester and Freddie Labrato and Gerard Menard and Johnny Mays and the list of Jules, the list of people that just goes on and on. And you'll get to know them like I've known them over the last 12 years, and you'll see that they're really good, passionate, hard-working people. And are they there to make money? Yes, of course they are. But on the other hand, they want to do the right thing, too. So that's what keeps them happy, and in turn, that's what will make you happy. They're open tonight until 9, because they're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. That's Rocky's Autos. They're family-owned and operated, too. Been that way since 1982. So you just can't beat it. Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Mario Solis Smith.
Today on the Mario Solis Mari Show, Chris V. Harvey from MikeCheckRadio.org, an analysis of what is going on in the state Senate race.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
9:31, 31 minutes after the hour here at AM 760, Progressive Talk. All right, slight chance thunderstorms. High today, 86. And you know something? Switching they'd rather switch than fight. If I'm not wrong, it depends on what your age is. That comes from a Lucky Strike commercial, I believe. But you got to be a certain age to be able to remember that. Although John's nodding his head yes. So what, John, you remember that? I'd rather fight than switch?
No, I was just bumping to the music. I was nodding my head to the music. Sorry.
I didn't think you were that old. 303-713-7600, and it's open phones now. Anything you want to talk about is fine. You want to get into the FISA vote. That's okay. Or you want to talk more about Recreate 68, that's okay too. Or if you want to talk about any of the other things that are going on, including we had the Gay Pride Parade over the weekend. There's an article this morning in the Denver Post, over the decades, a shift from jeers to cheers. Man, are we finally, in this country, are we finally going to get over homophobia? Is that finally going away? Is it finally going to get lost? God, I hope so. I just hope with all of my heart that this is true. And as far as I'm concerned, gays, lesbians, they'll be able to get married. And people who run around going, well, you know, it ruins the sanctity of marriage. No, what ruins the sanctity of marriage is 8 out of 10 men end up being divorced in this country from women. And divorce is the big thing. So if you want to go... you want to keep marriage from going down the tubes, then the best way to do that is to outlaw divorce. I mean, that's my feeling. And why the hell nobody ever talks about this, I have no idea about divorce. We never, you know why? Because it's commonplace now. And that's why we never talk about it. Here's Jim in Arvada. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I just wanted to mention to you that this Trumbo movie is listed on movietickets.com, and it has a little synopsis and a trailer on it. So
I've got an advanced copy of the movie.
Oh, okay, but I wasn't sure of the spelling, so I had to search around. I also just want to thank you for both of your interviews this morning. It's great to have these people on and to find out what they're thinking. And I guess the question I had wanted to ask Spagnuolo was what he thought about how the neocons and possible other people might be trying to twist what he's doing and create some false flag operations or incidents during the convention. I'm just throwing that for your consideration.
Well, I think the answers to both of those are this. Number one, the hardcore carnival-barking neocons like Limbaugh and the rest of them would like nothing better than for us to have problems here so that they could stand up in front of the rest of the nation and go, look, see, told you so. So that's part of, that's number one. Then number two, see, the media really likes this. I mean, this is grist for the media's a mill. I mean, they really dig this because anything that presents any kind of dramatic opportunity, they'll seize upon it immediately and blow it way up out of proportion. Now, a lot of folks, I think, get the bad feeling about Recreate 68 because of the name. And that may have something to do with it. But I think when
that
you
was my initial concern, but after listening to this guy, it seems like he's on the level. But
yeah.
I guess my concern is how is that going to be, you know, twisted and spun and everything.
Well, we got to be
obviously we kind of know that ahead of time.
Well, we got to be, you know, we have to be extremely careful about this, and we have to definitely get the idea going here that that if there's no violence, and I hope there isn't any, that it was peaceful and that, you know, we had peaceful protests. But I'll tell you one thing that scares me. What scares me is, and Glenn brought this up, and I've seen this developing in the papers too, is that the administration, John Hickenlooper, they have no, whatever their plans are, they won't make them public, and you got to drag everything out of them. And I think that's counterproductive, and I think that's asking for trouble.
Thank you, Jay.
Thanks, man.
Bye.
303-713-7600. John Turks reels off Turks.
Hey.
Well, there are a lot of you Turks, but this is not the, we're not talking about all of them.
We are a procreating family, yes.
Yeah. Okay, John Turk with traffic.
Got a crash westbound Turnpike near McCaslin Boulevard. Going to see slow speeds from Cherryville up to the side of that accident. Our other accident in Lakewood, an injury one on eastbound Quincy. This is right before Wadsworth there by the Costco. Really a mellow, easygoing Monday morning commute for you. I-25 and I-70 in great shape right now on both sides of the city. Speeds are at or above the posted limits. Today's forecast, partly cloudy early. Perhaps some scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Some could be serious, bringing hail and high winds to the metro area. Right now, 81 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Tonight at 7 p.m., don't miss totally new episodes of great television drama. A&E brings you Intervention, the critically acclaimed real-life series Oprah.
I didn't need the pills for pain anymore. I just needed them.
Millions struggle to overcome opioid dependence on prescription painkillers.
If you're like I was, turn to help.
Click on the Turn to Help icon to learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence to help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance, privately in a doctor's office.
I got treatment to help get my life back.
At turntohelp.com, you can locate a certified physician near you who can help.
The future, it's brighter.
Open your player now and click on the banner ad.
At 866-259-8206 or visit wealthspeed.com. That's wealthspeed.com.
The largest event ever to hit the city of Denver is coming this summer. As the Mile High City welcomes the country and the world to the 2008 Democratic National Convention, August 25th through the 29th at Pepsi Center. But you don't have to wait till August to show your true colors. It's time to get your gear on by visiting DenverDNCgear.com for the officially licensed apparel and merchandise of the Denver DNC. DenverDNCgear.com for official Denver DNC apparel, buttons, pins, and novelty items. DenverDNCgear.com. This convention will be a monumental moment in our nation's history, and you'll want the official gear to remember it all. DenverDNCgear.com for official merchandise of the Denver DNC Host Committee. Also available at Altitude Authentic Store in the Pepsi Center and other select locations throughout the city. DenverDNCgear.com. Get your gear on. DenverDNCgear.com.
There's a reason you come to Sherwin-Williams. You just expect more from us. Better paint, better advice, a better way to realize your vision.
At your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store, we have exceptional products and unparalleled expertise because painting and decorating is all we do. And now save up to 20% on a wide variety of paints and stains. Stop in. You'll be amazed what happens when you ask. At Sherwin-Williams. For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Flying from Denver to Sacramento, New Orleans, or Fort Lauderdale? Southwest Airlines can get you to Sacramento, New Orleans, or Fort Lauderdale nonstop starting August 4th. Southwest is taking you places nonstop. Visit southwest.com.
You are now free to move about the country.
Minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Hi today. 86, slight chance of a thunderstorms. John Turk getting in the mood for panic this Friday at Red Rocks. Are you on all the shows?
All three, and then probably Kansas City next week. So five shows in 6 days.
You know, I'm off on Friday.
Are you?
I'm off on Friday and Monday.
You want me to find you a ticket?
I don't know how Mary would go for that. I think she's got other plans.
Really?
Well, yeah.
Mary can go.
Yeah, but I think she wants us. I think she wants me to do other things. Otherwise, I would.
Well, there's you got Sun, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
All right.
No comment.
No, it's just, you know, listen, you know, you want us to go that bad, you got an extra
Remember I went and checked out your boy, Tom Russell?
Do you have extra tickets?
I don't, but I could probably find some.
Call Mary at home and ask her.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I can't make a decision for her. That wouldn't be fair. All right, let's go to Denny in Boulder. Denny, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, congratulations, and thank you for the great interview with Glenn Spagnola.
No problem.
And trying to find out, you know, instead of eating into the fear of what this is all about, trying to have somebody explain, you know, and finding out that basically you and he are pretty much on the same page on a lot of issues.
Well, I think most people who are progressive, I think they are. I just think that they vary on some things and that, there's more than, because I don't want to be cruel, there's more than one way to peel an orange. I just think that you got to, you know, I think that you just have to sometimes realize what the bigger or the huger picture is. And the real challenge is that you take the things that are most important to you and are you willing sometimes to maybe compromise those a little bit to get more of what you want, or do you stick directly to those in an idealistic manner and run the chance of maybe getting nothing of what you want? And I think that that's a big challenge. I think it's not only a big challenge for the Democratic Party, but I think it would be a big challenge if you even tried to form a third party. I think you'd run into that.
Well, this morning it helped me clarify that, you know, you talk about compromise, and compromise is important, but there's certain principles where you and I have to decide, and other people have to decide, is this principle so important that it's not worth compromising? I found out this morning that, you know, or in the last couple of days, the Democratic Party is not meeting my needs as far as the whole issue of ending this needless, failed occupation policy, and this new thing about the FISA vote, you know, the number of Democrats who claim they're Democrats who just jump on board and are, you know, we're feeding into the Republican thing about fear. We have to be afraid of terrorists. We have to be afraid of terrorists. Hickenlooper has to be afraid of opening up a dialogue and find out what the protesters really are protesting, you know, and give them an opportunity to, you know, not be locked up in some cattle cage, you know, away from the delegates, but give them an opportunity to intermingle with the delegates and feel like, hey,
well,
maybe
people who want to
hear what our issues are all about.
Okay, but you got to understand,
progressives are being basically shut out of by the Democratic Party.
You know
they
what?
Don't want to hear the progressive
that's
voice.
Not that. You know what? That's not true. Some are, some aren't, and you also have to take into the fact that there is going to have to be some security when you have that large of amount of people gathering and you've got people who are seeking, you know, the presidency of the United States and are seeking to run for Senate. I mean, you're always going to have that. We've always had it in the United States and we always will have it. But I don't think that everybody with a progressive voice is being shut out. I think that, there are times where you disagree with what they have done. I certainly do not agree with the FISA vote. I don't think it's right. I wouldn't give any telecommunications corporation any kind of immunity whatsoever for any reason.
By the way, Mr. Udall, your guy, your candidate, he voted for it, and Bob Kinsey, the progressive, probably would not have voted for it, and that's
Bob Kinsey. But the trouble here with this is, okay, is that Bob Kinsey doesn't have any chance. And if you vote for Bob Kinsey, and I hate to say this about him, but if you vote for, and I don't even know him, if you vote for him and you don't vote for Mark Udall, then what you're going to end up getting is you're going to end up getting Bob Schaefer. Now, have you ever seriously sat down and taken? Wait a minute, you're going to say there's no difference? Have you sat down and looked at Schaefer's record?
I know what Schaefer's record is.
Well, okay, then tell me, Denny, what it is.
Okay, he supports everything George Bush and the neoconservatives are advocating. He's basically same old, he's big oil, all that.
But he's
anti-environmental.
But he's worse than that. I mean, he's a guy who
He's a Mariana Island guy.
Yeah, you know? he took $13,000 of Jack Abramoff's money. Where's Jack Abramoff now?
Well, he took his wife over there, you know, just to, you know.
I mean, okay, do you think that Mark Udall would do something like that?
I don't know. I don't trust Mark Udall.
Okay, wait a minute.
He says he's against the occupation, and yet he gives Bush every cent that he requests.
Well, I agree with the funding. Well, what does that make me?
I agree with funding supporting the troops. I don't agree with funding building embassies over there.
I don't think that he does either. And the bill that doesn't make any difference. The bill that he voted on also contained the GI Bill in there, man. Are you against that?
Listen, I'm for that, and Mr. McCain and Mr. Schaefer are against that. I understand that.
Okay, so the end result is, if you don't agree with everything that Mark Udall does, which you're never going to agree with everything that anybody does, and you don't agree with what Mark Udall does, and you don't agree with what Ed Perlmutter does, and you don't agree with what they do, then I don't agree with them standing up and holding
the Republicans accountable.
I don't see it that way. The way I see it is, where you and I disagree, is simply this. That if you don't agree with everything that they do, then what would be your alternative?
Vote for somebody who does agree, essentially agrees,
right.
And at this point, it's the Green Party candidate, Bob Kinsey, who you claim and probably. But you see, it comes down to me that there's integrity issues.
Okay.
You know, I don't insist on 100%, but the issues that are really big, you know, drilling out.
I understand all of that, but my point is that by doing that, then you make it a good chance that we'll get Bob Schaefer. And what do you think life would be like under him as our senator?
I don't know. It would be really nice.
What do you mean you don't know?
It would be really nice if Mr. Udall, Mr. Perlmutter, and Nancy Pelosi would say, we cannot push the progressive people aside.
It would be nice.
Tell them their views do not count.
All right, fine. It would be nice, too, if I could get a brand new Ferrari. But you know what? It's not going to happen. And any organization that is run by human beings are going to have their flaws, and it's not going to give you 100% of what you want. But your idea is to jump off the cliff and move to Armageddon. Your idea, we've been over this 1,000 times. Your idea is to jump down a black hole and pull all the rest of us down in there with you so that Bob Schaefer goes to office. And I'm sorry, man, I just can't agree with you. And I appreciate your call.
I thank you for your call.
Thank you. Okay. Tim in Longmont. Tim, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Jay. Hey, just wanted to thank you for both of your interviews this morning.
Sure.
The most recent two, and I guess you had one early in the morning I didn't catch. Yeah, and I tell you, like the last caller, I don't know, and I think maybe I share kind of the sentiment with you. It's like, you know, what the heck do we do when, like, Pelosi and some of these, especially the folks at the top, you know, her and Hoyer and Reid and all those guys, don't seem to lead the loyal opposition, as it's sometimes called. You know, they just go along with, and you know, and I know what you're saying too, though, about we can't just jump off the cliff. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, if you look at you know like a whole lot of groups like the environmental community that rate folks by the percentage of times they voted with, you know, what they think should have happened, and you know, by that one, hey, Udall's a good guy,
yeah,
you know, probably 100%, 90%, you know what I'm saying, and,
yes,
and all the other fools are like zero, you know, Dullard is a zero, I think, exactly a zero, you know, even so. But like I say, I just kind of, I don't know.
I mean, it's right. You know what it is? Let me tell you something. It's rough to swallow. It's hard to handle. But, okay, two votes does not make a whole picture. And when you look at the whole picture and you look at the big picture, at least with Udall, you can at least reason with him. You can at least have input with him. You can at least talk to him. And the other thing is, you can also find some kind of common ground with him. With Bob Schaefer, you can't get any of that.
Oh, yeah.
And you're never going to get it. And by voting for the green guy, even as good as he might be, he still has no chance to win. So what you're essentially doing there is you're just putting a gun to your head and shooting yourself.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't want to wake up and have to go through four more years of what, eight more years of what we had.
McShane and Schaefer and the rest of them, I mean, good God.
I know it, and I don't understand. I can't get through to Denny about that, that you're going to be in worse shape under them. And does it make it any better? No. I think about a third-party system. I mean, I think about how hard it is to hang on sometimes. I think about all that stuff. I know you do, too.
Yeah, but it's like David Sirota has talked about at length with you, you know, about until you get some other structural changes in place, you really can't do that effectively, especially across all the states.
No, and I'll tell you something else. With as much as we have riding on this election, now's not the time to experiment. You know it?
No lie.
All right, Tim, thanks, man.
Thank you.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
9:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Mr. Turk checks the traffic.
Traffic still bumper to bumper as you drive westbound on the turnpike. This from Cherryvale up to McCaslin. We have an injury accident there. Emergency crews still working a crash there, so expect to lose about 15 minutes on your Boulder-bound trip. In Lakewood, still have a wreck eastbound Quincy just before Wadsworth, and really that's all that's going on. Have a really nice clearing going on all the major highways around Denver. Today's forecast, partly cloudy, breezy with the possibility of afternoon thunderstorms. Your high will be in the mid to upper 80s. Right now, 83 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Want to save money on gas? Just accumulate $100 in purchases at your neighborhood King Supers, and you can save.
Don't let car buying make you sad just because your credit's bad. There's a place that you can go even when you got no dough. Go to itsmycarnow.com. Listen up. Need some wheels but got no cash and your credit's bad? This is not a problem at itsmycarnow.com. Auto loans is what we do, period. That means you could be driving today. What you waiting for? It'smycarnow.com. It'smycarnow.com.
Out of Jimmy Carter's.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
That's probably the most clever thing that McCain has said so far.
You've been putting off getting new eyeglasses long enough. Update your look now with new eyewear from Europtics during their 25th anniversary sale. For a limited time, save 40% on over 15,000 stylish designer frames in stock when you purchase prescription lenses. Save 40% on designer frames, sport frames, traditional frames, trendy frames, kids frames, and more at any of the four Europtics stores when you buy prescription lenses. In Cherry Creek North next to Fillmore Plaza, in Park Meadows Mall, at Holly and Orchard 1/2 mile west of I-25, and at Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack just east of the mall.
9:53, 53 minutes after the hour. Homeowners, how about a no-payment situation for the rest of the summer? Well, check this out from the mortgage store. For a limited time, they're combining their fixed fives promotion with no payments for 90 days. Rates are at record lows, but they're going to go up. Credit cards are at record highs and cost 25 to 30%. Now, if you can pay those off and get a fixed rate in the fives, you'll save hundreds of dollars a month, maybe $1,000 a month or more, and a lot of stress. So get the results you deserve from an Inc. 500 company. It's proven that you can trust. And as a direct lender, they make it easy. They guarantee it. Get rid of your ARM, your high-cost debt, and get a fixed rate in the fives and no payments for the next 90 days. Call right now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. Call the mortgage store. They're the guaranteed pros.
The nation's first student-managed company, Food from the Hood, is celebrating its 15-year anniversary. Buying their salad dressing sends a student to college. Profits are used as scholarships for the hardworking students involved in the Food from the Hood entrepreneurship program. You can find their low-fat, all-natural honey mustard or creamy Italian at major retail stores and online at Amazon.com. What are you waiting for? Send a student to college today. For more information, visit foodfromthehood.com or call 323-759-7000.
Right now, when you switch to Rite Aid, you won't just get your prescription filled. You'll also get a gift card filled with $30. And you could even get your gas tank filled for free.
For every prescription you transfer to Rite Aid with a coupon, you'll get an entry into our weekly drawing for a year's worth of free gas, a $2,600 value. Keep your prescription with us, and you'll be re-entered into the drawing each week. Switch to Rite Aid and fill up on all the rewards we have to offer. See circular for coupon and pharmacist for details. Not valid in New York or New Jersey.
Fifty-five minutes away from the top of the hour. No, it's 55 minutes after the hour. 5 minutes away from the top of the hour. Slight chance thunderstorms. High today, going to be around 86. And it's open phones, 303-713-7600. Here's Jerry in Boston. Jerry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
Briefly, my wife and I went out to dinner, and we were sitting next to some people who had...
Did we lose him? Oh, now that's a bummer. The guy was LD, and he hung on for 3 or 4 minutes. I wonder if his phone card or something cut out. Did he call back? Now I feel bad. I feel paralyzed, like we can't take any other calls. Till we find this guy. What a bummer that was. All right, well, Scott, looks like you're going to have the last word, man, on FISA. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay. My name's Scott. I'm calling from Aurora. I want to thank you for taking my call. I agree with you on everything, but today I'm going to have to disagree with you. I really have turned off of the Democratic Party. The way I look at it anymore, there is no Republicans. There are no Democrats. It's just politicians. They're not fighting for anything. They're not standing up to the Republicans on everything. I don't see anything in the last 2 years that would have changed if the Republicans would have been in charge, except for the hearings that seem to result in nothing anymore except for sternly worded letters.
Well, I can see where you're coming from. I understand that totally. And I think we all wrestle with frustration. But I think, once again, I'm going to say what I said to Glenn, and I've said before on the air, that part of the disservice that has been done to those of us in the American public is to trumpet this idea, and the media does it all the time, by the way, to trumpet this idea that we captured the Congress in 06. Because in reality, yes, we got a hold of the House of Representatives, but we did not get a hold of the Senate.
Well, I agree with you.
We don't have a majority, and when you don't have a majority there, you can't, you see, what the Republicans do is they don't have to propose. All they have to do is stand there and reject, and that's exactly what they've been doing.
I agree with you on that, and I understand what you're saying and stuff, but I don't see the Democrats fighting them at anything.
Well, they do.
The Republicans stand up and say, no, we're not going to do this.
Well,
boom, they roll over.
Well, they do. If you watch C-SPAN, they do. They're up there talking about it and trying to do something, but a lot of times they don't get any coverage, and then there are some Democrats, you're right, who just are not very, 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 very progressive, and they take the easy way. Scott, I'm with you, man. I mean, it's frustrating, but
yeah.
I'm hanging in. Because it's too important not to.
I agree.
Thanks,
it's
man.
Way too important. Thank you. Thank you.
It was my darkest time ever.
Withdrawal was hell.
Heroin dependence is a disease many struggle to overcome.
I found my answer at Turn to Help.
Click on the Turn to Help icon to learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence that help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance, privately, in a doctor's office.
I got treatment to help get my life back.
At TurnToHelp.com, you can locate a certified physician near you. Who can help?
The future, it's brighter.
Open your player now and click on the banner ad.
Going life.
If it wasn't for DCA, I might never have gotten out of debt.
It's been the best decision of my life. They settled my biggest account for 33 cents on the dollar. I was in debt with one creditor for $15,000. They managed to get it down to a settlement of $3,000.
If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free, no-obligation consultation.
Reduce your debt and get more cash in your pocket.
Call 800-798-4938. That's 800-798-4938. Call 800-798-4938. That's 800. 800-